Remember the excitement of your first ride? Get that feeling again with a 2006 Chevy Cobalt. With more standard horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Focus, and an estimated 34 highway miles per gallon, it's your next red hot ride.
800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption and more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
I'm Frank Sedapenny.
They call wind and rain a storm.
It's a nasty enough storm. They call it a hurricane, and that's what Tropical Storm Rita could be when it hits the Florida Keys and South Florida sometime in the next 24 hours. A mandatory evacuation order has been issued for the Keys, but Uncle Russell, sitting on his motorcycle with a parrot on his head, says he's not going anywhere. Hotel manager Patricia Manuel has been telling her guests, go, leave now.
We don't take chances with guests. Or anything like that. We do shut down and board up and shutter up the hotel and lock the doors.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen tells us Florida may not be Rita's last stop.
We'll probably see Rita move out over the open waters of the Gulf, move towards the west, and it may make a turn towards the north later in the week, and that could, and I have to emphasize, could threaten Louisiana, but it looks more like Texas later this week.
City officials in New Orleans say their plan to let 180,000 residents return to homes and parts of the city isn't set in stone. The top federal official in the hurricane zone, Admiral Fan Allen, is trying to get them to reconsider. Allen tells the CBS News Early Show the water isn't fit to drink, the streets are crawling with diseases, and emergency services aren't up to par. On top of that, a patched-up flood wall may not hold.
The Corps of Engineers' plan is to have it restored to the pre-Katrina levels by the start of hurricane season next year. So that means whatever population that goes into New Orleans right now, there has to be an evacuation plan on how you're going to get them out.
CBS News is helping to reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. Two-year-old Amber Cook is missing from Shreveport, Louisiana. If you know where she is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. In Iraq, one of Saddam Hussein's nephews has been sentenced to life in prison for bankrolling the insurgency and bomb-making. After 2 years of prodding, North Korea has agreed to scrap its nuclear weapons program. In return, it gets a promise of energy assistance from the U.S. and a guarantee that it won't be attacked. Donald Trump in overalls and a straw hat singing the theme from Green Acres. That wasn't the only upset at last night's Emmy Awards.
This Emmy show had a surprise ending.
Everybody loves Randy.
Most expected best comedy would go to ABC's mega hit Desperate Housewives. Even the Everybody Loves Raymond cast was surprised.
Shock to win. That's, you know, I know you hear that all the time, but you guys admit you thought Desperate Housewives was winning. So it was a shock.
And the Emmy goes to...
The Emmy for best drama series went to a newcomer.
Lost.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Show clips courtesy of CBS TV and the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. And this is the ultimate reality show. Survivor winner Richard Hatch faces arraignment this morning on tax evasion charges. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
Hello, my name's Smokey and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro? Really? Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. See, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
AM 760. FM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
From Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin, too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy Rhodes.
I listen to it almost exclusively now.
And beyond.
Al Franken and Ed Schultz and to Randy's show.
Not just your average talk.
I love what you guys are doing.
AM 760.
It's on from morning till night.
Boulder's Progressive Talk. AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
We'll start off the week with a pretty nice ride so far this morning. Southbound I-25 checks clear for your ride into downtown. I-70 moving along fine, both east and westbound. 225 and C-470 are looking good and around town. Still pretty quiet on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Arapaho, Broadway, and Bayside are wide open. And the turnpike's trouble-free as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, looking at the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the 80s. Right now, we're at 55 degrees. Frontier Airlines now flies to more cities than ever before. All told, the Frontier Network serves over 45 destinations spanning the nation, plus 7 resorts in Mexico. Book your next flight at frontierairlines.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Charles Osgood. In spite of all the Taliban threats, Afghanistan has held its first free legislative election in more than a quarter of a century. It's been 4 years since the American and allied troops forced the Taliban out of power there, so it's about time, say critics like Samina Ahmed of the International Crisis Group's Afghanistan Project.
Political reconstruction has been very slow, way too slow.
As opposed to the Afghan economy?
Economic reconstruction has been even slower.
More after this for Smart Balance. I asked Bob Harris about his new Smart Balance Omega Plus buttery spread.
Smart Balance Omega Plus is the same as regular Smart Balance, but we add natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea to help support healthy levels of cholesterol and triglycerides.
So, I know it tastes great, but those ingredients must be very important additions to Smart Balance.
Yes, Charles, we call Omega Plus the ultimate spread for that very reason.
Thank you, Bob Harris. Thank you for Smart Balance Omega Plus. What a great idea. Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
By helicopter, truck, and donkey, ballots are now being transported to counting centers across Afghanistan. It's not easy to estimate how many of the 12.5 million registered voters actually turned out for the legislative election.
We did not see huge numbers all at once. People were coming little by little, so it's hard to quite know whether the turnout was as large as projected.
Scott Beldoff of the Christian Science Monitor.
Last year's elections, it was very visible. All the voters showed up at once, first thing in the morning, and lined up around the block. This year, it's much more spread out.
As in America, presidential election turnout in Afghanistan is apparently bigger than legislative, especially with Taliban insurgents hiding who knows where. More visible this time, says Beldoff, with the security operations across the country.
The overall figures, though, are pretty massive. There were about 100,000 police on duty, plus 20,000 U.S. troops, and then another 10,000 peacekeepers under NATO.
Results won't be known until all those trucks and donkeys get the ballots delivered, and they're all counted, which should be by the 5th of October. President Hamid Karzai.
The Afghan people have proven once again that they know their interests, that they can work for tomorrow, that they have a vision, and that they have voted for that vision. In spite of terrorism, in spite of the threats, they went and voted.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
The Osgood File, September 19th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 a.m., 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk, high today, 80. Cold out there now. What was it, about 53, 54 degrees coming to work here this morning in Boulder? And I can't tell you what the sky looks like because it's dark. So forget that part of it. 303-713-7600. There's a whole bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. I'm really tempted to ask here about whether people should be let back into New Orleans or not. But you know something? That's a fight between the feds and the mayor, Ray Nagin. And I don't know enough about that to ask about it because, you know, the CDC says, well, you know, the threat of diseases is over-exaggerated. But Thad Allen, who is the admiral, the vice admiral, or the admiral there that's in charge of what's going on, talks about how, you know, there's no running water, there's no potable water, they don't have any way to evacuate people should something happen because the levees are not, couldn't withstand another storm, and that they have no 911 system and no radio, and the mayor's pushing on one hand, and, then Thad Allen is saying on the other, well, maybe we should wait, and back and forth and back and forth. But here's something that John Turksis, who produced this show, don't get into this early in the morning. Don't start this. Right? Isn't that what you said to me about the SUV question? Don't get into it. Don't start it. This. So I'm going to do it. Well, you know, I think it's interesting. You know, we're all interested in energy conservation. I mean, if you ask people uniformly if they're interested in energy conservation, what are they going to say? No, I'm for wasting energy. And with gasoline prices the way they've been, even though they're coming down slowly but surely, and I don't know if anybody else feels out there the way I do, that I'll bet you it doesn't go below $3 a gallon. I bet you we never see below $3 a gallon again. Although OPEC is meeting this week, and one of the things they're talking about doing is they're talking about boosting production by 2 to 3%. We're all concerned about energy conservation, aren't we? Isn't everybody concerned about energy conservation? I mean, is there somebody who's going to call me at 303-713-7600, 303-713-GAS-PIG, and say, you know what, I'm not concerned about energy conservation at all. I could care less about it. As a matter of fact, Jay, I drive my car out of tune. I let my car idle. I waste as much gas as I possibly can because I don't care about it. But I got a twofold question here this morning. And I noticed this over the weekend. Do you notice fewer and fewer people are going out to eat these days? And is that because of the gas crunch? Is that because they're cutting back in areas because they can't because of the amount of money that you have to spend on gas these days? Is that affecting the economy overall? Will we see effect in the economy overall on that? Are you cutting corners because of gas? And then the other thing is, what I started to talk about was that we're all energy conscious, but we're energy conscious towards somebody else other than ourselves. And my example is that I tried to get into this on Friday during open phones, but nobody bit at this. And I just want to see if somebody wants to get into this morning, because I'm going to come forward and tell you I'm not perfect. And I symbolize this to a certain degree, even though I'm trying to do my bit to conserve gas and you know, not be a gas hog. And I've got two cars, and one has a six-cylinder engine in it, and it gets really great gas mileage. And the other car has a bigger engine in it, and it doesn't get such great gas mileage. And so I find that the bigger car, the bigger SUV, I find that Mary and I are parking it in the garage a lot and not using it as much as we used to. But there's a poll out, and I tried to talk about it on Friday. 8 in 10 drivers want to drop SUVs. Eight in 10 want drivers to drop SUVs. 8 in 10 people say it's important for Americans now driving sport utility vehicles to switch to more fuel-efficient vehicles to reduce the nation's dependence on oil, a poll found. Well, who's going to be first on this? With gas prices hovering around $3 a gallon nationally and the price of natural gas rising sharply, 6 in 10 said they are confident. They are not confident, rather. President Bush is taking the right approach to solving the nation's energy problems. According to a survey by the Pew Research Center for People and the Press, given several choices for dealing with the energy problems, the public has some clear preferences. And I wonder how many of these people that are polled, I wonder how many of them that they themselves drive SUVs. Almost 7 in 10 want the government to establish price controls on gasoline and want more spending on subway, rail, and bus systems. Now, I've lived in towns with a lot, with heavy mass rapid transit. And, you know, even though they're there, a lot of people won't use them. Won't use rapid transit. Just over 7 in 10 want to give tax cuts to companies to develop wind, solar, and hydrogen energy. Can we even talk tax cuts right now? With all we have to spend money on both fighting the war in Iraq and rebuilding the Gulf Coast region. Which, in my opinion, we ought to repeal the Bush tax cuts to the top 1%. But Bush hasn't talked about that. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in the program. Just over 8 in 10. 8 out of 10 want higher fuel efficiency required for cars, trucks, and SUVs. And slightly more than half, 52%, favor giving tax cuts to energy companies to explore for more oil. The rising anxiety over high gas prices has caused a shift in public priorities, but the importance for our exploring for new energy is still right up there on top. Almost 6 in 10 say now exploring for new sources of energy is more important than protecting the environment. See, I don't agree with that. I don't know how many of you feel. I mean, do you want to drill in Anwar because we have high gas prices? Only 4 in 10 wanted to promote the increased use of nuclear power, while slightly more than half opposed that step. But 8 in 10 want drivers to drop their SUVs. Now, I wonder how many of these 8 out of 10 themselves have SUVs. And I want to know how many of you out there have thought about giving up your SUV due to high gas prices. Anybody want to answer that question? And it amazes me that with the talk of high gas prices, there is nothing being said about increasing fuel standards. Nothing is coming out of the government about this, about forcing the auto industry to increase fuel standards, or what do they call that, CAFE standards. There's no discussion about that. So I want to know how the high gas prices are affecting you, and if you've thought about getting rid of your SUV, are you altering your behavior in any way, shape, or form? For instance, you don't go out to eat as much now as you used to, and even though gas prices are dropping, they're still well above $3 a gallon. And does anybody else see it as I do, that it's never going to get below $3 a gallon? I'll be shocked if it ever goes below $3 a gallon. Anyway, I threw out a bunch of stuff there. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons. Get plugged into the program, and let's discuss this here early on the Monday morning, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 a.m., 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Baby, you can drive my SUV. You betcha. You just got to pay for the gas.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, Call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
From A to Z, and they do a great job. Superior Carpet Care services the entire metro area, and they have the most advanced carpet cleaning equipment available. They're people you can trust in your home who will do the job right the first time. And once you've had Superior Carpet Care clean your carpets, you'll always have them back time and time again. And while you're at it, ask Superior about their duct service. Yep, because now we're going to be turning on the furnace here a little bit, and now is the time to have your air ducts cleared and cleaned out so that you don't end up having those allergy-causing dust and pollen that has built up in your air ducts over the summer. Call Superior at 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000. Your carpets will look better. That's 303-933-3000.
Ask from Larry Ellison and other industry leaders, along with product information at Oracle.com. That's Oracle.com at Moscone Center.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. Believe it or not, we got a high today of 80. And the forecast. Can you believe that? 303-713-7600. All right, 8 in 10 people say it's important for Americans now driving sport utility vehicles to switch to more fuel-efficient vehicles to reduce the nation's dependence on oil, this Pew Research poll found. And I wonder how many of the people who answered this drive SUVs. And I also want to know if gas prices are cutting into your social life and or your family life. And perhaps you're choosing, you know, to alter your lifestyle, for instance, not going out to eat as much. And just a whole host of questions here behind the whole idea of fuel. And as I said before, you know, we've got one, Mary and I've got a six-cylinder car that gets, I mean, you can drive, for the amount of driving we do around here, you can drive usually about 2 weeks on a tank of gas. But then we got another car, man, that, I mean, you know what, this car, you just drive it like, I mean, this thing really doesn't get good gas mileage. So we leave it in the garage. But I'm loath to get rid of it because I love it so much. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Ted in Denver. Ted, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Ted, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I drive about 48 miles a day, and my vehicle gets about 35 miles to the gallon. And when Friday comes, I park it, and I don't touch the thing. So I'm getting by on about one tank of gas a week, and that's manageable with the gas mileage I get. However, last night was the first time I went out to eat with my girlfriend in probably over a couple weeks, and I think subconsciously we are being affected by the gas prices.
Why, because you didn't see as many people in the restaurant?
Well, that, and we just ourselves haven't been going out to eat. I mean, usually we do go out to eat at least once a week, and this was the first time in a long time. And I think certain people need to drive SUVs and trucks for their jobs and whatnot, and there'll be no way to get rid of that kind of driving. But the people that get me are the ones that drive the huge SUVs for just a luxury purpose. I mean, they're never dirty, you know. They're not using the four-wheel drive and stuff like that to access the back country and stuff like that. They just drive it around for vanity's sake, and those are the people that I think need to make a change.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what some of these people would say. You know, my answer would be that, you know, I have the four-wheel drive, and if I ever have to use it in the wintertime, it gives me a modicum of safety and a secure feeling. And then, and I've had this discussion before on the air here with people about this. Then there's also the whole story of I need the room, and I don't want to drive a minivan around.
Right.
You know, so what do you do if you need the room?
I mean, need the room for children and various things like that. I mean, there's options out there. I mean, they're going towards hybrid vehicles that are four-wheel drive and stuff like that. And, I don't know, people can get a large V6 that should have enough room for everything. And if they're just worried about having room and safety for their children, I mean, it's a tough argument to make to tell them that they have to sacrifice their dollars because, in a certain sense, those are the people that are willing to pay the money. And if people are willing to pay the money, it's hard to tell them what they can and can't spend their money on.
Yeah, very good point. Hey, Ted, thank you, man. Drive safe on the way to work.
You have a good one.
Okay. Let's go to my old buddy Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, Marshall, what's up?
I just wanted to bring up how they're kind of cooking the CAFE standards, because if you read a bunch of reports that they had out that the EPA standards for gas mileage don't represent real-world scenarios, and how, you know, some consumer reports tested a bunch of vehicles, and like a bunch of the diesels and a bunch of the more fuel-efficient vehicles are actually getting half of what the you know, the little sticker says on there. And they're basically using that to, you know, oh, look, our entire fleet is under the CAFE standards, but it's not real-world scenarios. It's not, you know, the amount of time that we spend in traffic. It's not, you know, the amount of time you spend idling. And they're basically using it as a loophole to get around, you know, meeting the standards that are already in place.
So what do they need to do? They need to tighten it up, I guess, right?
Well, they need to have a, you know, when they do the fuel, you know, how many miles per gallon that a vehicle uses, it has to represent real-world scenarios. It doesn't. It's you know, they get a professional driver, you know, that's going, you know, so fast, and then they also have it so, you know, I think what they said is it 5 minutes for every 30 minutes of driving, you're idling, according to their standards. But people, you know, that actually drive in the real world know that that never happens. You go, you know, 30 miles in a city somewhere, you're not going to be idling just for 5 minutes of it. And those, you know, that's just one way that they're trying to cook the book to get past standards that we already have in place.
Well, what's the answer? The answer is to change the testing method. That'd be number one. And number two, probably to tighten down the standards more.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit disingenuous when, I don't know how those, you know, tests are decided upon, how they decide what real-world scenarios are, but they need to be updated, and they need to be, you know, reflecting what actually occurs, you know, and it just seems like another Enron case where...
Well, we got to get on it. I think you're right. You got to get honest about what's going on out there. There's no question about that. You got to get honest about it. And we, you know, we probably need to tighten up the CAFE standards and get honest about the real world environment that you would test them in. But, you know, Americans love their automobiles.
I love my automobiles. I have an older car. You know, it was made in the 50s that I love. Cruising in and such, gets about 8 miles a gallon. I haven't taken it for a cruise in 6 months. And, you know, my normal car is a truck. It's a small truck that, gets me about 33 miles a gallon. I mean, that's my primary mode of, you know, transportation now, because I can't go out and do the things I would like to. But, I mean, that's just part of, you know, living in this world after 9/11, where we have to be conscious of how our actions affect, you know, everyone around us. And,
Well, again, the gas problem, though. Yeah, but the gas problem, though, has nothing to do with 9/11. It has to do with Katrina.
Well, I think we've used certain countries as a crutch for a long time and ignored how world politics affects our gas.
Right, I agree with you there. You and I are not going to disagree with that, but I'm just trying to impress upon you the fact that, you know, the latest problem with the gas going up over $3 a gallon was due to Katrina. Marshall, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Nancy in Boulder. Nancy, good morning. You're on AM 760.
I just come to watch
people. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
I got you.
I don't understand why we don't ever talk about NREL. It's bright and golden. You know, when you talk about alternative energy sources, they're doing some fabulous things, but it doesn't seem like it's ever put in place. The other thing is, you don't want to do nuclear. I work in a nuclear power plant. Most of the waste is still stored there. Haven't figured out what to do with it yet. And, yes, I do own a big truck, but I have a farm, and it sits in the garage until I need to use it. I sold my van, got a more energy efficient, but everybody in America cannot sell every car they've got.
That's not realistic. You're right about
that. That's not realistic, but I think we need to start, you know, look at the diesel prices. And we're at $62, $63 a barrel. We went 30 cents when it was at 68, 69 cents. 30, 35 cents in one day. We're down to 63. We should be paying about 179. Maybe it's back where it was, and nobody talks about that. They just let it slide.
I wonder how many people out there would agree with me about this, that the oil companies ought to be investigated.
Oh, yes. Thoroughly.
Because they're gouging. They're making too much of a profit.
Well, $10 billion is ridiculous. I mean, $10 billion is way out of control, and we know why, because of who's in control of the country. And, you know, as much as I hate to say it, the older I get, I'm 51, I actually have a scooter, I drive that to work too, is that I see that the oil companies own this country.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Great call. Appreciate your taking your time to call in this morning.
Well, thank you. Bye.
You bet. 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open. Anybody want to answer my query here about looking into the fuel companies, looking at the gas companies? Or is it all right to make a profit, but how much profit is too much profit? 303-713-7600. Two lines open. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Speaking of driving, let's take a look at progressive traffic in Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are looking pretty good on the highway so far this morning. Southbound I-25 starting to bunch up in the usual spot, coming out of the Thornton area from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then it opens up for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, I-70 still moving along just fine, both east and westbound, 225 and C-470. Starting to crowd up, but still moving along fine. And around town, things are getting busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside also loading up. And the Turnpike still doing fine, east and westbound, as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, looking at the forecast setting today with highs in the 80s right now at 55 degrees. Want a real deal? Try Subway Restaurants, $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Mondays, you can get a savory turkey breast and ham 6-inch sub, loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway, be fresh. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7Window now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7Window and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
How you lead your life, I knew eventually I would get it out there. I had to struggle a little bit. How you lead your life, let's get back on the telephones. We'll go to Christine in Aurora. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning. All right, she's gone. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Preston.
I actually took a drive this weekend to Fort Collins. They had the Rocky Mountain Sustainable Living Fair. And they talked about all sorts of this sort of issue. And the person who wrote the book, Biodiesel, gave a lecture. It was very interesting. And I think people would be up to going for cheaper cars and better fuel-efficient cars if they learn more about them. But I think the oil industry is so powerful in this country that they really don't want people to consider that. Remember Cheney's remark, he mocked conservation when it came up. And he's an oil person, so...
Yeah, I don't think I don't think it rests all on the oil companies. You know, there's a certain something about this country where we've been in love with cars for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And the automobile industry spends a tremendous amount of money advertising.
Yes.
All you got to do is look at any cable news television show. There's at least one or two car ads that come up. People love cars. And, you know, they have become an integral part of the American way of life. And it's not so easy, I don't think, for some people to be able to turn around and say, okay, well, you know what, you're right, I should make a commitment to a better energy source and a better energy situation, and I'll downsize from my SUV with my four kids, my two dogs, and I'll go down and, I'll downsize and buy a Prius or something. I mean, a lot of people can't make that jump.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have become dependent upon cars. And
especially in the West. I mean, have you ever lived someplace where Mary and I lived in Chicago before coming here. You could use rapid transit in Chicago because there was a lot of it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of rapid transit here.
Yeah, I lived in Philadelphia before coming here. And a lot of people used it, including people like my father, whose eyesight prohibited him from driving. And I think if people had more options, in fact, a right-winger named Paul Weyrich has written a lot about how people, if they have light rail or if they have walkable neighborhoods, that they'll use it. But the auto industry, intentionally, they bought up mass transit systems around the country in the 40s, 50s, and 60s and destroyed that system to make people dependent upon their product and to force people into the insurance, getting the car insurance and getting the parts. It's a huge...
Okay, but where do we go from here? Because, for instance, if I want to go from here to Longmont, what's the rapid transit system to get there?
Right.
If I want to go from here to... Breckenridge, what's the rapid transit to get me there?
We don't have it now, but we've started to invest in more, in building out more light rail systems, and also there's this whole movement called new urbanism that makes neighborhoods more walkable so that we don't have to get in our cars every time we need to do laundry or get a loaf of bread, and we don't have to be chauffeurs to our kids that are 15 years old. But, you know, might want to have their own mobility. Same with elderly and same with people who are disabled. They really appreciate mass transit. And I think the rest of us will, too, as we come to grips with some of the climate issues going
on. Rapid transit requires a lot. It requires you give up a lot. And sometimes the people you encounter on rapid transit are not the greatest people in the world. And I've been on rapid transit where there's been numerous problems and breakdowns. And in the end, man, you know, this country is just in love with the automobile. And I see the automobile as converting energy source maybe and getting into something else in the coming years. But the idea of an automobile, I don't see that going away. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Christine in Aurora who's back. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. What's up?
I was just calling because I know you asked if people had changed their behavior, and we definitely have.
You have?
I had a local pass and took light rail in, drove to light rail and then took it in, and I changed to the express pass and now drive 10 minutes each way, take the express bus downtown, take it out to pick up my son at his school, and then we take it back to the car and 10 minutes back home.
And is it saving you fuel?
It's saving me fuel, and, you know, it's nice because it's relaxing. I don't have to stress with all the traffic and stuff. So it's actually been a great alternative. But I can also tell you, I drive a minivan. And,
yeah.
And when the gas prices started going so high, I'm like, we have a lease on it. And I'm like, is there any way I can trade it in and get a smaller car, you know? I mean, it's just ridiculous how much it costs these days.
And have you had to make adjustments in other areas of your life?
We really don't go out to eat that much anymore. We used to go out a bunch, but and we've also, when we have to go someplace, we're like, okay, what else do we need that's somewhat in that area? Because I don't want to just make a trip out to get one thing. I want to combine them with other things that we need to do. So we really try to do group errands instead of just running out to get one thing and then come back home and then run out again and get something else. We figure out what else is in the area and then go from there.
Let me go back to the rapid transit here for a second with you. Is it faster to use rapid transit or slower?
I think it's actually at times faster because they have their system timed so well that they know where the pockets are, where traffic flow is moving well, and I think they time their buses and stuff for that. So I have found that it takes me less time to get downtown now than it did before.
Hmm.
Plus, I'm relaxing. I'm not sitting there stressing. So.
All right, Kristen, thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, 303-713-GAS-PIG. Which is what I am, I guess. Well, I don't know. I got a six-cylinder vehicle, though, Mary and I. It's good gas mileage. Bought it at Rockies, and we can go for a whole week. Almost a week and a half on a tank of gas. So we haven't really been stung. But then again, you know, living in Boulder, everything is like 3 minutes away. When you got to go to Denver, though, then you get into a whole different category. And if we pull the gas pig out of the garage and drive that, which is really a fabulous car, it's a dream car, which I, you know, and every once in a while I get an attack of conscience and think I should get rid of it and try to get a Lexus, which has got that new hybrid Lexus they've got out, or maybe get a Prius. And I've talked about this before on the air, but I just can't bring myself to give up this car. I really can't. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up about gas. This poll, 8 in 10 want drivers to drop their SUVs. Is that realistic? Or are these people in this poll
delivered right to your door by the end of the day? Log on and start shopping now at kingsupers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
$100. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. And at Rockies, you're covered with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they have Carfax. Many dealerships, you know, won't show you Carfax, or they'll charge you to see it. At Rockies, you can see it absolutely free. Tells you everything you need to know about the car you're ready to buy. Rockies. I can't say enough about them. Great people out there working out there, like Tom and Marv, the Ashear brothers, and Spanky, and Colby and the Tower of Power, and Roger, and they're just all really good, good people. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Check them out on the internet, too. You can get pre-qualified for a car loan and also look at their massive inventory. That's Rockies Autos. Make sure you put an S on Autos. RockiesAutos.com or drop by.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer.
I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
The high gas prices, dropping your SUV, and mass transit and anything else, and whether the gas prices have altered your lifestyle at all. All right, let's get back on the telephones here and go to Frederick in Denver, who's been hanging on. Frederick, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Okay. I think it is encouraging because I visited my sister who lives out of state, and she had a mid-size SUV. For years, I tried to get her to sell it and stuff, and she didn't realize that the day is going to come that her gas prices are going to go up. So when I visited her, she was seriously looking at smaller vehicles. So I think there's a segment out there that realizes that a lot of your money goes to the oil companies and indirectly goes to terror states, Arab countries, and stuff like that. And she's a big Bush supporter. But I think she realizes now that, you know, just the excuses of needing a bigger vehicle, you know, just doesn't pan out for a lot of people.
Well, you know, a lot of people, if you can afford to,
yeah,
to downsize, why not do it? But there are some people out there who can't afford to downsize, either because they got a family or they use it for their job or whatever the case may be. But if you can afford to get away with it and you don't mind doing it, I mean, to me, it would just be beneficial because you could take the money you'd save and spend it elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. And I think that's the biggest shame is that when you look around, you see a lower-income family with a, you know, older model SUV. And I used to have one. And I, the first thing I did was, as soon as I could afford one, I went and bought a sedan, you know, just a four-door Accord-type car, and it was the best thing I ever did. You know, I spent many years in college when gas was, like, under a dollar, and just spending so much money to go home, you know, from school. And that's
right.
A poor thing to do is to stick yourself that way.
Yeah, I often think about downsizing, too, but,
yeah,
you know, but maybe you've never had this situation. I'm just in love with my car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to give it up. I want to keep it.
Yeah.
Even if I don't drive it every day, I still want to have it.
That's how my sister was, but she's come to the realization that maybe what my brother was saying was right, is that all this stuff goes, you know, indirectly to smarmy places, you know, and she's going to feel so much better driving that smaller SUV. Or I think Toyota has pledged to make all of their vehicles a hybrid version by 2012. I mean, I applaud Toyota for doing that. So.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you can afford to downsize it, if you can afford to get away with it, but then I guess, you know, people could make the argument to you, well, how can you afford not to? Let's go to Mark in Littleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you this morning, man?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. What do you think?
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't think we have a right to complain about gas prices.
I don't know if that's going out on a limb. Explain why you feel that way.
Well, you make a conscious decision when you buy a car, so you know what kind of gas mileage you're going to get, and so you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. You know, I think if you go out and buy a car that obviously gets really bad gas mileage, well, you know, and I don't have a list of, like, bad gas mileage automobiles here, but let me just take a stab at one. Okay, that full-size Hummer. Now, Hummer, what does that get, about 8 miles to the gallon?
Downhill with the wind with the engine off.
Yeah, so you know what? You got no reason to bitch if you got a Hummer.
Exactly. You know, and then I hear people talking about I don't have enough room. I've got a friend with two kids and a Great Dane, and they all fit in a Honda CR-V easily.
So man, you know what, though? That seems a little tight. How many kids have they got?
Two.
Two kids, a Great Dane.
Yeah.
In a Honda CR-V.
Oh, yeah, and there's room. You know, it's how much stuff do you have? How much stuff do you need?
See, the last time we got into this conversation, when I first started the show one morning, I got into this, and people would call up and ask me this question, how much stuff do you have? How much do you need? You know, I'm the type of person who never stays put anywhere long enough. So I have to buy a vehicle with the idea of moving to my next job because I either end up quitting or getting fired.
Oh,
So you know, I couldn't get all my junk and my animals and everything else to go across. I mean, you know, could you imagine in a Honda CRV, like, going from here to, say, Boston or Chicago or someplace with everybody getting all your stuff crammed in there?
Well, I mean, it depends on how often you do it. If it's a once-a-year thing, sure, no problem.
Well, for me, it's like once every 3 years, usually.
And I just wanted to say, too, something else about gas prices. When I was living in Europe, there was just as much an infatuation with cars as there is here. Gas was $5 a gallon.
Where was that in Europe that it was $5 a gallon?
France.
And
same thing. It was in England, $5 a gallon. Germany, it was all over. We find the oil resources we do, so they have to import everything. So, but, you know, the car I was driving got 50 miles a gallon. It was a diesel Golf.
Wow.
So, I'm in fact hoping that possibly as gas prices go up, then we might start altering not so much our lifestyle, but then we will start taking fuel efficiency seriously. We will start, like the comment before, getting Enro more involved in making cars more fuel efficient.
Yeah, see, I think everybody wants that. But I think if you ask people, you know, it's like this whole, it's the old joke, like, or the old cliche that everybody's an environmentalist.
Yeah.
But are they really?
Right.
You know, are they really willing to give up those vehicles? All right, man. Thank you. Great call. Thanks for being part of the program. All right, let's go to Nate in Castle Rock. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, Nate, how are you this morning, man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
All right, what do you think?
Well, I do think that they should make more fuel-efficient vehicles. But, you know, like, one problem that I had is I had to get a minivan. I had twin daughters, and we got two car seats. And, you know, I was driving a Dodge Stratus, and you get the two car seats in the back and then the double stroller that you have to take apart to put in the trunk.
Well, there you go, see?
You go to the grocery store, you can't bring anything home.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So it's kind of one of those things. And, you know, and another thing with the mass transit system, I drive from Castle Rock, and the Stratus has become my car, and it gets 35 miles to the gallon. But I drive from Castle Rock, and it's cheaper for me to drive all the way from Castle Rock down into Denver than it is to take the bus from Castle Rock into Denver.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I spend about $2 a day more taking the bus than driving myself.
Well, see, that's the problem with the rapid transit. You get into these kinds of traps where either it takes too long or it costs more and it's easier to drive. But, you know, the other thing is, I keep saying this, and it's true, we're in love with our automobiles. We're in love with the freedom that our automobiles give us, as much as it aggravates us, as much as traffic aggravates us. I mean, you know, if you don't have a car, you're kind of like SOL, you know?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I've talked to some people who are bus drivers and stuff who say that they don't own a car and they just use the bus system, but, you know, it all depends on where you live, too.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it, whether rapid transit reaches the place that you are. And you can't live in small towns because there's no rapid transit in small cities, small towns, is there?
Well, in Castle Rock, they have a town bus that's run off of natural gas, and it's free. It'll take you around the town, but other than that, like the Front Range Express is about the only thing that'll come in and take you to Denver, and that's like $5 one way.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. Let's say you got to be in Denver by 9 o'clock. What time do you have to start out if you live in Castle Rock? And you take the bus?
Probably about 7 o'clock or so.
Whew. Wow. See, that's another thing. Having to start out so damn early, so you spend 7 to 8, 8 to 9, so you spend 2 hours on the bus to get there by 9 o'clock.
Well, and I start work at 7, and the bus isn't even in Castle Rock before that, in time for me to get on and come into Denver.
Yeah, see, the bus, that's what I'm talking about mass transit being prohibitive. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. It's been a good one.
Thank you.
All right. And, you know, when I lived in Los Angeles, now, we're talking 32 years ago. I did not have a car. This was when I was working at the Pantages Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. If you ever watch L.A. Confidential, the Frolic Room was right next door to the Pantages Theater, and they show the Pantages Theater there in that movie. But when I worked there, I did not have a car. I can remember that I would take the bus from Los Angeles, downtown L.A., to Hollywood. I mean, I'm sorry, to Orange County, California, and unless I got on a Greyhound, overpaid my ticket, and got off earlier on the stop, if I relied on the RTD, it took me 5 hours to get to Orange County from Hollywood. 5 frickin' hours it took me. Let's go to Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm fine, thanks. I really think that this problem really boils down to the fact that our country and our government is completely in love with the oil industry and the auto industry. We have the technology to create more efficient cars, either through hybrid energy or through high-efficiency diesel engines. And if we had gone this way 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, our country would be saving billions of gallons of gas every single day.
I don't know if we're in love with the oil industry, but I will grant you that I think we're in love with the auto industry. I think we're in love with our cars. And you know what? Here's a good example. You know, my car, which doesn't get that great of gas mileage, it's a car I have wanted all of my life, and I finally was able to afford to have it. Now, do I give it up?
No, I don't think you should give it up, but I think that, you know, if you've got the means, maybe you should, you know, pick up a used Honda Civic or something, so when you pop around town, you don't have to, you know, use all the gas.
Well, I'm doing that now. Gas. I got a car that gets way better gas mileage, and I only drive my dream car occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty sensible, but I may not think that the oil industry is loved by our country, but I think that they own our country in a lot of ways.
I think on that part you're absolutely right. Listen, man, I got to run. Thank you for the call, Chris.
Yep.
Okay, have a good day. All right.
We are the Seal of Freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption and more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Tourist on the move, no choice.
Very disappointing. We were having a lot of fun.
We were, like, in the pool. We wanted to, like, finish swimming and stuff, and they were like, okay, we have to go. Everyone has to leave.
The evacuation order for the lower Florida Keys in advance of Tropical Storm Rita is mandatory for visitors and residents alike. In the northern Keys, it's still just a suggestion. Despite what happened in New Orleans holdouts 3 weeks ago, some diehards say they won't go. WFOR-TV's Dave Malkoff in Key West says local officials mean business.
They're going to bring school buses in here. They're going to bring city buses in here. Those buses that you would normally see at the airport where they take people from the parking garage to the airport, those kind of buses, they're going to bring that in here to get everybody out.
And Rita could be a full-blown hurricane by the time it hits tonight or tomorrow. Then it could move into the Gulf and threaten Texas or Louisiana later in the week. In New Orleans, a military helicopter surveys the cleanup effort as tens of thousands of residents get ready to return to some parts of the city, despite warnings that they won't find a very pretty sight.
Residents returning to New Orleans are being handed an information sheet at reentry points. It starts off by welcoming them home, but then it goes on to warn them that New Orleans is still a hazardous site with contaminated soil and water and a sewage system that has been compromised, and it warns you are entering at your own risk.
CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick, the top federal official in the Gulf, says city officials may be moving too fast since New Orleans is still unprepared for a new emergency. Now, CBS News is helping reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. 5-year-old Tatiana Jackson's missing from Bywater, Louisiana. If you know where she is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. Could Americans be too generous? We're live with CBS's Dan Revive.
The clothing, backpacks, and cans of food being donated to help victims of Hurricane Katrina are often more trouble than they're worth to a charity.
with some of them telling us.
We actually have had unsolicited items, and we do need to respectfully turn certain things away.
Tara Lynch of the American Red Cross.
Shipping goods is generally costly and particularly difficult in the aftermath of a disaster.
The Salvation Army and other groups also say, please give cash. Let us buy the stuff we need where it's needed. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
In other news, North Korea agrees to swear off nuclear weapons in return for energy assistance and a U.S. pledge not to attack. And a nephew of Saddam Hussein gets a life sentence for helping the insurgency. At the Emmy Awards.
And the Emmy goes to Lost.
Lost won for Best Dramatic Series. Everyone Loves Raymond beat Desperate Housewives for Best Comedy. Raymond's Brad Garrett won for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy.
I thank the Academy and most of all the fans you held in their...
Show clips courtesy of CBS TV and the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
All right, what do we have?
Male patient trying to get a loan for a car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Seen this before. What's his credit score?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan!
All right, I'm going to call it.
How's your financial health? With Score Power from Equifax, you get your credit report and credit score. It's the first step to healthy credit.
Doctor, there's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, oh, and a candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time, and even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Our first crash of the morning is three cars tangled up westbound I-70. That's right at Havana, so slowing you down there. Then eastbound I-70 bunches up from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. Southbound I-25 is crowded from 104th down to the Turnpike. Now we're slow into downtown and through T-Rex. And in Aurora, southbound 225, a little sluggish approaching Parker Road into the Tech Center. Around town, things are busy on the diagonal. Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline are crowded. In the Turnpike, we're seeing brake lights eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Now looking at the forecast, it'll be sunny today. Highs in the 80s. Right now, we're sitting at about 55 degrees. Save time on your weekly grocery shopping with Home Shop by King Soopers. Just log on to kingsoopers.com and look for the Home Shop logo. You can have your favorite groceries delivered right to your door by the end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsoopers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention Center. This 3-day.
BristolWindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Windows.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Monday morning, don't hold it against me that it's Monday morning. Want to say hello to this hour's $1,000 name winner, Catherine Hyder of Denver. This hour's $1,000 name is Catherine Hyder of Denver. Cast just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, this was all over the Talking Head shows over the weekend. And when I say over the weekend, I should be more specific and say that on Sunday this was all over the Talking Head shows. In one manner or another, this came up. And there is a political memo column in the New York Times from yesterday by Elizabeth Bummiller and Anne E. Kornblut. And I thought we'd get into it this morning a little bit because President Bush may have inadvertently started something that maybe should have been done a long, long time ago. And that is, and let me quote a little bit here from the article, Hurricane Katrina has forced President Bush to confront the issues of race and poverty in a way that has shaken his presidency and altered his priorities. African-American leaders of both parties agreed on it this week. One of the most striking developments, they said, was that while Mr. Bush calls himself a compassionate conservative who sees the problems of black largely as economic, in the last 3 days he has embraced civil rights language from the 1960s about the legacy of inequality and pledged billions of dollars to rebuild one of the poorest urban areas in America. And many black leaders who have newfound political leverage at the White House in the wake of the storm cautiously applaud But they said Mr. Bush's promises to help on housing, education, taxes, and job training in two speeches, a primetime address in New Orleans on Thursday night, that's last Thursday night, and remarks at the Day of Remembrance for the storm victims at Washington's National Cathedral on Friday were only the beginning. And my question to you here is this morning, do you think we are finally going to get in to an open discussion about race and about inequality and about poverty in this country, or is this just platitudes being mouthed by Mr. Bush, which will later go away and will be buried? Because, you know, in a lot of ways, we may go to the same schools, we may work at the same jobs, but we lead very, very separate lives. And I don't know if you agree with me on this or not. I base it on my 31 years in the workplace and the fact that I did go to an integrated school. But we lead very, very different lives. Now, there's always going to be somebody who's going to step forward and say, wait a minute, that's not true, Jay, because I've got African-American friends, I've got Hispanic friends, and we all hang together, blah, blah, blah. But I think that that's not the norm. Or am I wrong about this? And that perhaps maybe it could be the norm. Now, Jesse Jackson, who is a harsh critic of the White House, he says exactly the opposite. Jesse Jackson says it's a hurricane for the poor and a windfall for the rich. And Jackson particularly criticized something that you and I were talking about last week, which is the Davis-Bacon Act, the law that requires employers to pay local prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, and the Bush administration has suspended that. And Jesse Jackson says it's a hurricane for the poor, a windfall for the rich. Jackson said that after the president's speech in New Orleans. Mr. Jackson likened the structure for assistance to the region, federal, financial, and managed under local control in the states, to the post-Reconstruction era of the South, which allowed segregation to take hold in the South. By the way, there's also a couple of polls out that indicate that Bush's poll ratings went down after he gave that speech on Thursday. And there are tons of questions about how we're going to pay for all of this. How we can afford to pay for Iraq, how we can afford to pay for this huge reconstruction project in the Gulf. And a lot of people said that George W. Bush, the compassionate conservative, quote-unquote, came off sounding more like Lyndon Johnson in 1960. But my question here at 303-713-7600 is, do you think that race, inequality, and poverty are finally going to get on the front burner, or is this just going to be something that's going to slip back in between the cracks in America, and that'll be the end of it? Never mind all of the sidecar issues, which we could get into, about how the heck we're going to pay for any of this. I mean, remember, we had a Senate that came back after this catastrophe, and the first thing Bill Frist wanted to talk about was repealing the estate tax. And how in the world are we going to be able to do all of this stuff with these massive tax cuts that this administration has doled out? And Bill Clinton took a shot at Bush over the weekend about that. But that, you know, that's a whole other area. I want to talk about race, and I want to talk about inequality, and I want to talk about poverty. And I want you to call me on it at 303-713-7600, and I want you to answer the question, do you think that this is finally going to bring it to the forefront? What happened in New Orleans, arguably one of the poorest urban centers in this country? Predominantly the people who were displaced were African American. There were whites too. But has Bush altered the course of his presidency by bringing this subject up? And will we have an open and honest dialogue about this in this country, or will it go away? Will it just recede back again? And 2 years from now, a year from now, we won't even have you having this discussion. Katrina has posed a challenge to the White House and the country regarding the great divide, which is race and class in America, said the Reverend Eugene F. Rivers III. He's president of the National 10-Point Leadership Foundation, a coalition that represents primarily black churches. It's a challenge and an opportunity which can be won or lost, and ultimately it is the decision of the White House which way it goes. And leaders like Mr. Rivers, a Democrat and a supporter of Bush, by the way, said the White House still had serious repair work to do among blacks after the images of destruction and dying victims of the hurricane so shocked the nation and the world. A major first step, they said, was to include blacks in the millions of dollars in contracts to rebuild New Orleans. This is another point. You know, is Bush's rich friends going to make off like, like bandits out of this reconstruction effort? Or is this reconstruction effort going to go to minority firms? And are the people who actually live in these communities going to be allowed to do the jobs and get the jobs and do the work? 303-713-7600 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And maybe you don't have a lot to say about this morning. Because after all, most of us, as I said, live separate lives. Most of us work with African Americans. Most of us work with Hispanics. But we lead separate lives. And we have a tendency to fall into segregated housing patterns as well. And that's another problem. And we haven't really had a serious discussion about this stuff for years. It's been off the front burner. So did George W. Bush alter his presidency by bringing this up? And by talking about racial inequality? And class divide? And the issues of race and poverty? In a way that most Republican presidents would never touch. And it's something that makes people in the Republican Party extremely nervous. All right, we'll go to your calls coming up. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Jump on the phones. Let's have a discussion about something that's vitally important not only to the Front Range, but also to this country in general. And the whole idea of race and poverty and the inequity and the fact that we do lead segregated lives, and is it time to bring us up and start talking about it? It's healthy changes. In Coco and Jackson, Mary and I have seen in our dogs, since we took the Purina 130-day challenge. You know, and Emma, I'm sorry, not Emma, but Coco, is kind of a unique corgi in that she's not very food aggressive, but she loves Purina 130. She loves Purina 1. She just loves it. And that's why you should take the 30-day challenge. Here's a question about your health. Are you one of the many people trying to incorporate yogurt into your own diet as a healthy food choice? Well, this is your opportunity to try new Purina 1 dog food that's right for your adult dog or your senior dog, now formulated with yogurt. That's right. All Purina 1 dog foods are now specially formulated with yogurt. And yogurt and other high-quality protein sources in Purina 1 help contribute to your pet's healthy digestion and total body health. It's starting to hit the shelves now in the stores, so look for new Purina 1 dog foods formulated with yogurt. Jackson and Coco love it. All Purina 1 dog foods are formulated to be lactose-free and easily digestible. So, you know, if you could change your dog's health for the better, and man, people just talk about how good-looking our dogs are and how healthy they seem. You know, there are 9 Purina 1 formulas in all, and there's one that's just right for your puppy, adult dog, or senior dog. So call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Or visit PurinaOneChallenge.com for your free 4-pound bag.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:19, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. Sunny, high today, near 80. A little cloudy this morning here in the Boulder. 303-713-7600. Black leaders say the storm Katrina has forced Bush to confront the issues of race and poverty. And is this something as we're really going to finally have a good national dialogue about this, or is it just going to disappear as it always seems to have disappeared in the past? Let's go to Terlinga. Terlinga, you're on AM 760. Terlinga, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. First of all, I want to say thank you to Air America and this station. I think I'd go crazy if I didn't know you guys were out there. I swear to God.
Thank you.
Secondly, you raised several issues this morning, but I really want to address two. First, I want to say to my African-American brothers and sisters, let's not give this administration credit by stating they would have been better prepared if the victims would have been white. I do not believe that for a minute. They are an inept government, and I don't think it would have mattered. However, I do want to say that once they realized that people were down there stranded and hungry, if the victims would have been white, there probably would have been a greater sense of urgency.
Can I ask you a question? Can I jump in here, though, and ask you a quick question?
Yes.
All right, let's take race out of it for a second. How about if the people who because in New Orleans, the people who have money live in the higher ground areas,
exactly.
And the poor, okay, suppose it was reversed.
I think if it was reversed again, I think the response by the government would have been the same. They are an inept government, and I don't think it would have mattered. But I do think if there would have been pictures of rich people stranded and complaining, that there would have been a greater sense of urgency to fix the problem. and that's still weeks out. People are still hungry. People still don't have water. People still don't have the basic necessities to survive. So I do think that class is the issue here. And the bottom line is not going to be reversed because wealthy people have the means to get out. So it can't be reversed. That's the whole problem, that poor people, they couldn't get out because they're poor. The next question you asked is whether or not this is going to stay on the front burner. Not if the people don't force the issue. It's the people that force policy. Change has never come from the top down. It's always come from the bottom up. And so if the people aren't out there trying to make a difference and trying to force this issue, it'll dissipate, and in a few weeks we won't be talking about it. It won't be important. We have a real opportunity here in this country to examine ourselves and to make some real change, and there hasn't been any significant change for the last 30 years. This didn't start with the Bush administration. We have a history of disenfranchisement, and again, not just of people of color, but just of a whole segment of society, the working poor. And I hope that's what we will focus on. I'm a teacher, and I can barely make it on my salary. It is unbelievable. My father, who was a fireman, raised a family of six children on the same salary I have now.
Mm.
We had a home, a very nice home. We had cars. And I can't even afford to purchase a home. It is ridiculous. And so I think those are the things that we need to be discussing, and that is what I hope Katrina has brought to the forefront of people's minds, and I hope that the people will speak loud and clear. And we can do that as the polls, as you stress every morning, but we can do that in other ways as well.
All right, but do you think, okay, but to boil it down, do you think it's more of a matter of, do you think it's more of a matter of class as opposed to race?
Yes, it is. It is more of a matter of class, and we better wake up and recognize that this is about class. And until the poor people come together and drop, not necessarily drop, I'm not trying to deny that there's been a strong relationship between race and class and that the majority of poor people in this country are people of color. I'm not trying to wash that away, but I am saying that I think if everybody was the same color in this country, we still have some of the same basic issues, and that's issues of disenfranchisement, that's issues of low wages, that's issues of inflation, of high rental rates, of you know, difficulty getting into the housing market and owning property. All those issues would still be there. We're all paying $3 a gallon for gas. I think we need to focus on class and the great class divide in this country and capitalism and exploitation and try to make some differences there. And I want to quote my father before I end this conversation. My father says that we need to start redefining what it means to be American, that we have lost that we don't look after each other. When we allow banks and other lending institutions to charge us 21% interest and 28% interest, those kinds of things should be un-American. It should be un-American to force people to pay for oil companies to make record profits during a time of hurt. And I think Jesse Jackson is right that if we're not careful, this will be a windfall for the rich, and it'll be the same old story for the poor, and we will have learned nothing. We will have gained nothing as Americans. As American citizens, we deserve more, but we have to force that, and we have to get off our duckets, stop watching so much TV, and get busy.
All right. Thank you for a great
call. Thank you so much, Jay.
Sure, you bet. You're welcome here anytime.
All right.
All right, thanks. That frees up a line in Denver at 303-713-7600 or anywhere else along the Front Range. Line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to TJ in Northland. TJ, you're on.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, TJ.
Dude, I don't appreciate Turk putting me behind that last caller because she is going to be hell of a woman to follow.
Well, you're just going to have to try to own up to it, pal.
Dadgummit. Anyway, I agree with basically everything that lady was talking about. I think it's more class also instead of race down in New Orleans. But, however, it's double speech for President Bush. The first thing he does is come out and he cuts the Davis-Bacon Act with a prevailing wage. That's number one.
So yeah, his reasoning behind that is he claims he cuts the Davis-Bacon Act, he claims, so he can get more minority contractors involved.
Well, I don't believe that for a minute. What's that got to do with anything? What it all about is Halliburton and Bechtel coming in and rebuilding that whole city and hiring people for $6, $7, maybe probably minimum wage, probably $5 an hour. Ain't that the minimum wage?
Yeah.
And by the way, he wants to address poverty. How about raising the minimum wage up to $7, $8 an hour? I mean, right here in Denver, if you look in the classified ads, I own my house, but the rent around here for average medium-sized family home is $1,000 to $1,200 a month. Okay, if you make $8 an hour, that's $320, about $1,400 a month. Then you got your water, electric, food, gas. I mean, that's not even a good livable wage. You know, so until we address poverty in this country and the minimum wage, ain't nothing going to change.
So you see it as a matter of being class, and had those people who had lived in the east section, the poorest section of New Orleans, had they been rich people who lived there instead of the poor, do you think that the government would have taken faster action?
Sure they would. There ain't no way. We'd have riots in the street if there's a bunch of rich folks sitting up there on them housetops and wading through the water. Whereas it was, 90% of the people we saw was poor black folks. And you know, did you notice, Jay, during the coverage, every black person they put out there in the water, they were hollering, screaming, and basically I think they put them up there, and it put them up there in a bad light. And I think for the typical white American looked at that, said, man, what do we want to go help them people? Look at them. They're acting like animals. And I believe that's what, and I believe that's the reason Fox News and the rest of these organizations put them up there. And because the white folks they put up there, I mean, they were real nonchalant about
That's that same idea about African Americans being reported in the media as being looters, but white people who are doing it are being reported as looking for food for survival.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about, man. It's totally ridiculous. And I think the media put them in the spotlight for that main reason. And you know what? It turns off a lot of people. And so, no, ain't nothing going to change. And I agree with everything Kaminga, I think's her name, said. Everything. And it just so happened that it's 90% black down there. So that's what you're going to see.
But all right, anyways, TJ. Appreciate it, man.
Have a nice day, man.
Okay, you too. All right, so is it a matter of class or is it a matter of race? Which one is it? 303-713-7600. Because a lot of people, and it was on all the talking head shows on Sunday, that Hurricane Katrina had forced President Bush to confront the issue of race and poverty in a way that will change and has shaken his presidency. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600, 729, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up, and let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble northbound on Santa Fe. Two separate accidents just south of I-25, so expect a slow ride from Evans on up. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, we're slow eastbound 6th Avenue from Wadsworth over to I-25. Eastbound I-70 bunches up between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, and I-25 now crowded from 104 into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, in Aurora, southbound 225, we're a little slow for your ride into the tech center. Around town, things are busy on the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93 and the Turnpike, sluggish eastbound between Pecos and Federal and Pecos. Looking at the forecast, sunny today with highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 55 degrees. Are you hungry and in a hurry? Well, Owens has the answer to both. Your neighborhood King Supers is now offering a variety of tasty Owens Border breakfasts for only $2.99. Just microwave and enjoy. Owens, from their family to yours. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Who will fight to gain collective bargaining for all city workers. That's Teamsters Local 2004, 303-433-1718.
7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos is one of the best places I know of to buy a late model, clean, used car, truck, minivan, SUV in Colorado. Their selection is incredible. They've got just about everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. They got a couple of Jaguars out there. They got a Land Rover. They got a couple of Land Rovers out there. I mean, they've got it all. And you know something? You deal with people who do care. People like my friend Colby and Tom and Marvin Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Roger, just Spanky and all the gang out at Rockies. And their matching down incentive is still going on, up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. And they cover you with Carfax that tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Plus, they have their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Mary and I have bought from Rockies time and time again, and you should too. Check them out on the Internet. Rockies Autos. Make sure you put the S on autos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan there and also check out their massive inventory. Otherwise, get on out there. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
12-inch spaghetti that if you're not satisfied, your next meal is on us. That's right. 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Only at Fazoli's.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:33, 27 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Sunny today, a high of 80. 303-713-7600. Black leaders say the storm forced Bush to confront issues of race and poverty. Do you agree with this? And is it something that we will just talk about here for a couple of weeks and then it will recede back into the cracks in America? Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, I got to make this quick. The lady that said it was class, I too believe that a lot of it was class, but if it would have been a majority, 80% poor white people, would the response have been faster? That was my question.
I don't know. I can't answer that. What do you think? Do you think it would be?
I think it would have been a whole lot faster, a lot faster, if it would have been 80% white people as opposed to 80% black people.
So you think there was racism involved in the response?
Yes. If they would have been 80% poor white people, the response would have been much faster. I really believe that.
All right, Bob. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else out there think that? See, I think of Mary and I were talking about this the other night. I think if it had been rich white people and black people living near those levees, I think the response would have been faster. I think it cuts on money, not on race. Let's go to Marilyn in Colorado Springs. Marilyn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Marilyn.
Yes, I agree with the gentleman that just called. I'd like to make a point, though, about the way that television, mainstream media covers something like that with the people yelling, help us, help us, help us,
right.
That sort of thing. That is an image that frightens people because they're afraid that the people are angry and justify it.
Oh, we lose her?
At the talking heads comment on that. Especially on Fox. Fox will tell people, their spin on this. They will make some little comments or facial expression that lets people know, whoa, these people are out of control. I wouldn't go near them with a 10-foot pole. And that's the image that people get from Fox. Even if they don't say anything overtly racist, there's covert racist stuff going on there with their comments, with their facial expressions, and all of that. And it's a tragedy that so many people of color watch Fox News because they're starting to believe that about themselves in a way.
I don't know why anybody watches Fox News. I haven't seen Fox News since I left WLS in Chicago. I never watch Fox News.
Yeah, but they've made it pretty, and they've taken elements of other programs that are popular with people, and they've incorporated all that into their sort of their artistic presentation, and that's what draws people to Fox, because they're not really thinking about what the comments are. They're not really thinking about that sort of stuff. They just kind of like the package. It's like a pretty package. And so they watch it for that. They're not really thinking about the content, but they should be thinking about the content. They should be thinking about what those people are saying about them and that they are saying it about them. They're making global statements about race and about class that that are very damaging if you're watching that stuff every day. Even if you don't consciously think, oh, that's me, you're subconsciously thinking that.
All right, but what is this about? Is this about race or is it about class? I think it's about race and class. I think it's about both.
Well, I think because it's easy to identify race, you know. If a person has a different color skin, I think it's definitely about race. But look at Rwanda and like Bosnia-Herzegovina. I mean, there wasn't any color difference there, but it was an ethnic thing because, you know, you had the Hutus and the Tutsis in Rwanda. And then in Bosnia, of course, you had the Christians and the Muslims and, you know, Serbs, Croats, whatever you want to call it. It was an ethnic thing. However, it was more difficult for us watching on television to see, okay, well, what's the deal? There's black people attacking black people in Rwanda. There's white people attacking white people in Bosnia. And so what's the deal? You know, we don't understand. But it was just as much ethnic, but they were harder to identify. So for us, living in this country, where the, you know, so many black people are among the poor, that it's easier to identify. So it's kind of race and class here. However, we also isolate classes geographically. So if you knew a particular neighborhood, although it was white, was mostly poor, the local folk would know where those poor people were and maybe would respond to the rich neighborhoods faster. You see what I'm saying? Or,
yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So it's something that may be localized, but I believe definitely New Orleans is a race thing, but it's also a class thing because I believe that if the local folks were coordinating the response, if there was a really poor white neighborhood, they would have said, okay, that's down on the list too. They may have responded to that sooner than they did to black neighborhoods, but definitely not as soon as they did to rich white neighborhoods for assistance.
Thank you, Marilyn. Appreciate the call.
All right.
All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600, one line free, 303-713-7600. Larry on I-25. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Larry. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you that it's both race and class. In America today, I saw something a while back about class in the United States. First of all, the lower class, the poor in the United States are a third black and two-thirds white.
Right.
I think that majority of what we see on television is a presentation that white people aren't poor and black people are, which is really totally wrong.
No, there's a large black middle class in this country.
Oh, yeah, of course. As far as race and class is concerned, when you start talking about redistribution of wealth and, you know, helping out the poor people at the expense of the wealthy, you know, the Republicans tend to start throwing up class warfare and this, that, and the other thing. And we are in the midst of a class warfare where the rich and powerful have control of this country now. And, you know, they throw up the class warfare and we're in the midst of it, and the rich are winning. You know, you're talking about gas prices in the last hour. You know, everybody pays $3 a gallon, but the poor and the working class people, it's a larger proportion of their disposable income.
Of their income. That's absolutely, that's, you know, 100% true.
And so where does that money go? Does it, you know, that money go to the wealthy that have bought stock in Halliburton, in Exxon, Texaco, and ExxonMobil, and those companies? They're making money off of it. And I think it is obscene. One of the callers a while back was saying that it's un-American for corporations to be sucking the poor dry when they can, you know, with whether it's high interest rates or high gas rates. You know, the oil companies are making record profits, and gas prices are at record levels. It just, you know, they'll say that the Republicans will say, well, it's just capitalism at work, and it's supply and demand. The supply and demand doesn't really work when you've only got just a small number of companies that are controlling the supply.
So the bottom line here is it about race or is it about class? The response.
The response in New Orleans was both. There were a limited amount of resources available, and I think that those were predominantly given to the white folks, and the poor blacks were made to look like really poor animals and weren't worthy of support and help.
All right, Larry. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600, 743-17.
C-470 and Santa Fe. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
Legendary for its fresh and abundant toppings, piled high just like the Colorado Rockies, featuring the finest and freshest meats and veggies and cheeses. And their stuff is good. And we went over the weekend on Saturday night with some friends of ours, and I hit the salad bar and allowed myself a couple of pieces of Bojo's pizza, and it was great. Where else can you order delicious pizza by the pound? And check this out. For a limited time only, Bojo's is offering their famous lunch buffet for dinner. Check out this incredible offer. For an amazingly low price of only $6.99, you can enjoy six delicious and different Colorado-style mountain pies, in addition to eating as much pizza as you like. This great offer includes soup and salad bar and Bojo's famous dessert pizza. So listen up. If you got a family, children 3 and under, eat for free, and children 4 to 12 years old are only $2.99. And this limited-time special is good only Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., so don't forget about it. Bojo's. Stop by the local Bojo's nearest you in Highlands Ranch at C-470 in University. Denver at South Colorado Boulevard in Yale. Arvada at 78th and Watson.
September 25th to the McCormick Tribune Foundation's Hurricane Katrina Relief Campaign. For more information, go to ColoradoRockies.com.
1 year and going strong. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Such a slow, disorganized reaction was supported by the fact that many people, particularly in Washington, in my judgment, didn't respond the same as they would have if these were wealthy whites.
Well, there's Reverend Al Sharpton's take on it. 7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny, a high near 80, 303-713-7600. And we're talking about something that was on the talking head shows all weekend this weekend. Black leaders say storm forced Bush to confront the issues of race and poverty. Hurricane Katrina has forced President Bush to confront the issues of race and poverty in a way that has shaken his presidency and altered his priorities. African-American leaders of both parties made the statement last week. Well, is that true? Or is this just going to be a momentary thing and it's going to go away? Let's go to Sue in Reading, Pennsylvania. Sue, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
I think we have to be careful in this discussion because the umbrella is class and the specifics go down to race. They go down to race. They go down to ethnicity. They go down to sexual orientation. They go down to religion. They go down to all kinds of things. But you use those things to divide and conquer while you steal, you know, while you rob everybody blind. And if you understand, you know, how capitalism works, that's how it works when it's working best, when it's not regulated, you know. And it's very easy to get sidetracked amongst ourselves about what it's about and let the people in power, you know, just to take the spoils. I mean, look, it's already happening in New Orleans. We've got no bid contracts already going to people down in New Orleans.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But, there is a race problem in this country, because I said in the beginning of this, which nobody has latched on to, really, and I said it right after 7 o'clock, you know something? We live separate lives. Blacks, whites, Hispanics, for the most part, we live separate lives. Oh, sure, you'll get somebody who will call up and say, well, wait a minute, that's not true. You know, I've got African-American friends, I've got Hispanic friends, whatever the case may be. But in reality, we may work together. Our kids may go to school together.
Well, sure.
But we lead separate lives. We go home to separate lives.
Well, we also have common interests when we are a part of our own group, you know. But that doesn't mean, I mean, I'm a gay person, but I live in a straight world. And I understand that perspective. But in Pennsylvania, for example, I'm fighting with my gay male friends over the Senate race here because they don't see the connection between abortion rights and gay rights, as they, you know, and when one of those things is takes precedence over the other, everybody loses. And it's like, unless we understand, all of us who are in the middle class and the lower class, unless we understand that we're all in it together and that we are the common pool and that we really have the power if we are organized. See, that's the thing that has happened here. We have all been splintered, and as a result, we don't come together as labor. We don't come together as, you know, as a financial, as an economic class. And so
we are sort of stranded out here in terms of all of us being splintered, and that's and that works to the advantage of the people that have the power and the money already.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It really does. I would have to agree with that part of it. Sue, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Oh, and hey, by the way, how'd you find out about me?
Online. You know,
wow.
I a lot of links on progressive sites to all kinds of places, and I've been searching for the progressive voice and online because I can't get it in my car and I need it. You know, I need to hear it. So it's been through Air America and through a bunch of places that I feel like finally there's some there's an oasis in the desert out there. It's been a turnaround. You know, and I think that the culture is starting to swing because of, you know, the emergence of one progressive talk host after another to come back. There's been nobody to come back at the Limbaughs of this world until the last couple of years, and thank God for you people.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being there.
Sure. My pleasure.
All right. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Nice and long, too.
All right. Good. Well, that woman said just about everything I would say, that last caller. That was excellent. It's not a question of either or, it's both. They're directly related and connected. I mean, if you're black, if you're Hispanic, and we always leave out the Native Americans, it's like they don't exist anymore, you know, but they're still out there and they're still experiencing discrimination and prejudice. And, even the Asian people, if you're in that class, you're most likely poor or maybe lower middle class and struggling, working two jobs. And what's always interesting to me is us white people sitting around on our radio shows talking about is it race or class. If there was a black radio station, do you think they'd be talking about is it a question of race or class? They already know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I think they'd be talking about it, though.
Well, I don't know. I think they have a lot better understanding of the whole thing, and that they don't need to talk about it because they live it. Most of those people, black Indians, Native Americans, Hispanics, they live it. They live it every day, and it's just sad what's going down there in New Orleans with Halliburton and, what is it, Bechtel?
Yeah, Bechtel.
Yeah, getting all the contracts. I mean, that in and of itself talks of discrimination and prejudice. You know, it's both race and class, and like I say, that last caller, she gave some excellent comments about how it is all connected. I mean, it's also related to women. I mean, women are still being discriminated against, and as far as wages go, and the sex that they are, those classes of people, they live it every day, and they really don't have to talk about it because they know. I mean, it's a good thing to talk about, don't get me wrong, but you're right. There's a definite, I was just talking with my girlfriend yesterday about race and prejudice, and she's white and Hispanic, and the prejudice she experienced growing up, we're both in our 50s, and I said, you know, my daughters, when they went to high school in Lafayette, which was about 10 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, there was horrible discrimination against the Hispanics. There's a pretty good Hispanic community in Lafayette. There was just horrible discrimination and prejudice against them in the high school. So it's like there still is a definite race problem in this country. And I think that's partly because there's a conscious part to us and an unconscious part to us. The conscious part to us wants to say, I'm not racist, I'm not prejudiced, but on an unconscious level, most white people still aren't in touch with, and for that matter, there's also, you know, prejudice and discrimination in a reverse way, too. But for most people, it's white people who don't, on an unconscious level, realize that we are prejudiced and we do discriminate. And
all right. Appreciate it, Paul. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, Jay. Take care.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Rich in Colorado Springs. Rich, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, without a doubt, I believe it is class and race combined. And whether or not it really does become a national discussion point, I think a great deal of that's going to depend on how the Democrats approach it with the House and Senate elections coming up next year. I think it's up to them to keep it more on the front burner, so to speak. But I just want to make a point as to how extensive and how huge the financial gap in this country is. And I'm going to say, let's say there's 100,000 of the poorest, not people, but families that were deeply impacted by Katrina.
Right.
Okay, now let's take the $8.5 billion that we know is lost in Iraq. You know, that nobody has a clue what happened to it. That is enough to get each one of those 100,000 families $85,000 in cash. I mean, and somehow this money that these billions that are lost, you know, nobody wants to talk about, but, you know, we have these poor people, and, you know, now we're going to pay them, what, $5-6 an hour?
Yeah, because they've suspended the Davis-Bacon Act. All right, man, listen, I hate to cut you off, but I'm running out of time here. Great call, though, Rich. Thanks a lot.
Not a problem.
Appreciate
your
time. All right, we'll continue this going into next hour. I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Is it race or is it class or is it both? 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Use them or lose them on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Or B-U-I-E-R. Or visit uglyhouses.com.
We buy ugly houses.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's 84 and sunny in Key West right now, but Rita is coming, and it could be a hurricane when it hits tonight or tomorrow. Visiting bikers are ready to roll.
I'm ready to ride it out, but they're making us leave, so...
They don't want to take any chances.
Got no choice, right?
That is right. WFOR-TV's Dave Malkoff says officials have ordered all tourists and residents to leave the Lower Keys.
They are going to ask all the residents south of the 7 Mile Bridge, that includes Key West, where there are 26,000 people, to get out of here. It's getting too dangerous at this point. That is a mandatory evacuation order.
Officials have buses coming in to take people away north of Marathon Key. Diehards can stay at their own risk. In New Orleans, residents of the Algiers neighborhood are streaming back as part of the city's plan to reopen one zip code at a time. Hospital industry official Joe Capiello says the city is moving too fast.
There's no level one trauma center. There's no long-term care. There's no home care. There's no primary care clinics. There's no dialysis centers.
Louis Armstrong International Airport's getting busier by the day. Airport spokeswoman Michelle Dufour.
Today we have Continental re-entering the New Orleans market with four daily round trips to Houston. Tomorrow we have Southwest coming back with two trips to Houston. And on Wednesday, we have American coming back.
19 flights a day. By then, 174 would be normal. Now, CBS News is trying to reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. 16-year-old LaTara Thornton is missing from Gretna, Louisiana. If you know where she is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. An Iowa town is asking, hey, what about us? CBS's Dan Reeves live with that.
In Garber, northeastern Iowa, about 30 homeowners are in trailers or apartments since a flood flattened much of that small town in May of last year.
It's depressing and very frustrating because there is no one person anybody can contact to find out what's going on.
Jennifer Schroeder says FEMA promised to buy their houses, but misunderstandings with other agencies mean, so far, no money. Her message from Iowa to the people of Louisiana and Mississippi?
I'm not sure that they're going to get their aid quickly, because that's the same song and dance we heard.
Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
A data recorder is shedding light on what may have caused the weekend commuter train derailment in Chicago that killed two. Acting Federal Safety Chief Mark Rosenker says the train was speeding.
Indication of speed of the train going over the crossover was 69 miles an hour.
Speed limit was 10. The White House is pleased North Korea has agreed to scrap its nuclear weapons program, but CBS's Barry Peterson in Beijing tells us North Korea doesn't have a good track record.
They're very good at making statements. They're even pretty good at signing deals. What they're not very good about is keeping their promise.
The Dow's down 40. This is CBS News.
Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes to give you the good news that term life prices have fallen to all-time lows. We know because we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. With Life Quotes, you'll never overpay for life insurance. A healthy male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $30 per month. Doubling that to $1 million would cost less than $35 per month. For free quotes, call 1-800-640-LIFE or visit us online at lifequotes.com.
I don't
don't think I can stand looking at another house.
Maybe this will be better than the others.
Wait a minute. Haven't we seen this one before?
It does look familiar.
Yeah, and small. It looks very small.
Oh, too small for us.
Yeah.
Wait, is that Lori?
Mom, when are we going to have dinner?
Finding the right home shouldn't have you running in circles. An experienced REMAX agent can help you find the perfect home. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Outstanding agents. Outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a tough ride in Aurora, southbound 225, jammed from Colfax. That's because of a crash blocking the left lane in Shoulder just before Mississippi. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, we have a crash coming in eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan that has you slow. Actually, after you get by that, it stays slow to I-25. Now, we are loaded up coming in from Thornton. Southbound I-25, it's heavy from into downtown and through T-Rex and northbound on Santa Fe. We have a slow ride from Evans because of two accidents just south of I-25. Now, around town, things are busy on the diagonal foothills, Parkway and Highway 93. Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound as you make your way from Federal over to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, going to be a hot one today. Sunny skies with highs in the 80s. Right now, we're at 56 degrees. At Richmond American, quality and value are not upgrades. They're standard, built into every home. You can experience the Richmond American difference today because homes are available for quick move-in with special savings. Call 1-888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention.
Their pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Do you know the secret to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Sunny today, high near 80, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin along with you. Black leaders say storm forced Bush to confront issues of race and poverty. This was in the New York Times yesterday. It was all over the talking head shows yesterday. Hurricane Katrina has forced President Bush to confront the issue of race and poverty in a way that has shaken his presidency and altered his priorities, according to African-American leaders of both parties. They said that this week. One of the most striking developments, they said, was that while Mr. Bush still calls himself a compassionate conservative who sees problems of blacks as largely economic, in the last 3 days, he embraced civil rights language in the 1960s about the legacy of inequality and pledged billions of dollars to rebuild one of the poorest urban areas in America. Many black leaders who have newfound political leverage at the White House in the wake of the storm cautiously applauded, but they said Mr. Bush's promises to help on housing, education, taxes, and job training in two speeches, the primetime address last week, last Thursday, in New Orleans, and the remarks at a day of remembrance for the storm victims of Washington's National Cathedral last Friday, were only the beginning. And Jesse Jackson warns that it's a hurricane for the poor and a windfall for the rich if we're not careful. And I'm asking you, does the reaction in New Orleans cut along lines of race or class? And are we really in this country ready to have a significant conversation, an important conversation, about things like race and poverty and inequality that has led to this? Are we really ready to go down this highway after basically ignoring it for so many years? Let's get back on the phones and go to Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, hi. The thing is that we have here is we have years of a Democratic-controlled city government here in New Orleans, and, they've let these people down there, and, they've sent away the history with these heavy taxes, with these subsidies, with these project housing, and the issue here is we have all these people down here with single father family or no father families, in these projects.
That's great that you make all these statements, but these are all well rehearsed, well formulated talking points and rhetoric that we've heard for years and years. And I'm asking here about the federal government's role. And if you deny that the federal government has nothing to do with the redistribution of income of wealth in this country, then that's to absolutely blindly turn a blind eye to the things that have gone on, like, in only the last 6 years in this country. I mean, how do you account for the fact that we're operating in a country that has to rebuild a significant part of it itself, which is the Gulf Coast? How do you reconcile the fact that we are also fighting a war in Iraq and that we have tax cuts for the very, very rich? I mean, where's all this money going to come from? That's not the responsibility of the mayor. That's not the responsibility of the City Council of New Orleans. That's a federal responsibility to rebuild that city and to step in and to help the weakest in our society. But we don't have the available funds because it's either gone into the pockets of the very rich contributors of the Republican Party, or we're shipping it overseas. That's the real issue. How do you confront those points?
The real issue here is that you say it goes in the pockets of these people, but, I mean, what about the corruption, the years of corruption down here in New Orleans, and the money not going to rebuilding these levees by the city government? They get billions upon billions of dollars a year from these casinos.
There's no question that part of the blame goes with the local administration. Part of the blame can go with the local administration of every city in this country. There is corruption in all forms of government. I mean, the former governor of Illinois is on trial in Illinois for taking bribes. But the fact is, what we're talking about is we're talking about the year 2005, and we're talking about the reality now of the federal government and the federal government's role. And you haven't answered. You haven't answered to me one thing. You're just going to go back to your same talking points again.
You go back to your same talking points.
Because those are what we're talking about. What we're telling you, it was the President Bush who opened all of this up. He's the one who talked about a national agenda.
I thought our issue here was the poverty in New Orleans.
He's the one who brought it up. He said, President Bush said that we need to confront the issues of race and poverty. That's the federal government doing that. And he did it by outlining various federal programs.
Okay,
we're not talking about the local New Orleans government, and you can't hang the poverty rate on the local New Orleans government. You can't hang it exclusively there. You have nothing to back that up.
What about the Denver poverty rate, the Denver local government? There's industry in Denver that supports high-paying jobs that are a benefit to the community, and the 60-plus years of Democratic-run government in Louisiana have driven out these businesses, causing such a high poverty rate, unemployment rate.
You know what? All right, cite a source on that.
I'm driving in my car. I can't cite a source.
Well, yeah, because you don't have it, because what you're doing is you're going back to well-established neocon talking points, which absolutely are unabashedly untrue. It's not true that that 60 years of Democratic corruption has driven businesses off. New Orleans has one of the most vital ports in this country. One of the reasons why we have gas problems in this country is because of the refineries being shut down there. There is commerce there. There's tourism there. Does the city have problems? Did it have problems prior to Katrina? Yes, it had problems, but every city does. But what we're talking about now is we're talking about post-Katrina, and you don't want to confront any of that, do you? You don't want to confront the fact that we have a shopping, we have a ton of stuff on our plate, and we have no way to pick up the bill at the end of the meal. You don't want to confront any of that. You don't want to confront any of those things. You don't want to confront the suspending of the Davis-Bacon Act and what's behind that, or the no-bid contracts that have already been handed out. And P.S., they haven't been handed out by a Democratic administration.
Oh, no, you're right. I want to confront our spending, and I want to take away this highway bill. I want to take away all this unnecessary spending that we've been doing for years. All this going to New Orleans, all these other cities.
Yeah, as you're driving down the highway, you want to take away all of this, quote-unquote. Give me an example of what you consider to be a waste in spending.
Okay, there's money going to planting plants along the California highway.
Yeah, those are well publicized on the network media. Well, you've got a Republican-controlled Congress. How did that get through?
Because everybody puts in their fat.
Yeah, that's right. How did it get through, though? You know how did it get through, though? I mean, you're so interested in blaming the Democrats, yet you can't explain to me how that got through a Republican Congress and a Republican-controlled executive branch. Bush had a ceremony to sign that bill.
Okay, here's how it gets
through. Is he a Democrat, sir?
Everybody puts in their fat.
Is he a Democrat, sir, yes or no?
No, everybody puts in their fat.
Well, why don't you recognize the fact that the deficit spending is out of control under a Republican president and a Republican legislative branch?
I will recognize that.
But that has nothing to do basically with what we're talking about, which is the inequality and the race and poverty issue that's been going on in this country for years.
Which is deep-rooted in communities that have been generally Democratic-controlled.
You know what? That's absolutely untrue. That's
Chicago,
absolutely untrue.
Los Angeles.
That's
Chicago,
absolutely untrue. Well, you know what?
Miami.
If you know anything about Chicago politics, you know that the mayor is a Democrat in name only. If you want to talk about Los Angeles, Los Angeles has had Republican mayors. You know, I'm sick of your laughing. Goodbye. You know, you're either going to get serious about it or you're not. You know, but your attempts to pin it on Democrats is hysterical. I should be the one who's laughing. It's not only hysterical, it's tragic. Overlooking of the facts. It's 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up on this. Boy, us Democrats are terribly to blame. Yeah, except the highway bill with all that pork made it through a Republican-controlled legislature with a Republican president who not only was content to sign it, but he had a ceremony in signing it. You want to talk about, you know, you want to open up, mismanagement. Boy, let's talk about this administration and tax cuts for the rich while we borrow money at a record rate from the Chinese and the Koreans.
And other industry leaders, along with product information at Oracle.com. That's Oracle.com at Moscone Center.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 818, 18 minutes after 8 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunday in a high near 80. 303-713-7600. You know what? I was thinking about this. Speaking of Democratic mismanagement of the last caller, maybe I should have asked him to explain why we had no deficit under Bill Clinton. Why we had a budget surplus, and now where are we deficit-wise? If you want to get into this whole thing about fiscal responsibility. We're talking about black leaders saying the storm forces Bush to confront issues of race and poverty. And we've kind of gotten into a debate this morning here about whether it's race or it's class that affects the poor in New Orleans. And let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Brian.
Well, last guy got you a little fired up, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
Hey, listen, I'm a progressive and Democrat. I listen to you every day. I'm with you every morning. I just want to call up because I want to throw something else out there. Everybody seems to be doing the race and the poverty thing. And, my thing is, to be honest with you, I don't think it was race or poverty. I think this administration just sucks and they just are really bad at managing any kind of a crisis. I don't give them enough credit to even think that far as to go as far as race and poverty. I think they're just idiots, and they just didn't know how to respond to this thing.
Yeah, there's a third stream of thought out there that says that they are very good at politics but bad at policy.
Yeah,
and well, I think that you know what? I think for the most part, when you see the mess that they have made here, both with Iraq and also with Katrina, I think there's a lot to be said for that.
I don't think they were thinking about the race or the class down in New Orleans. I think they were relieved when the storm came because it took all the attention off the war, off Cindy Sheehan, off Rove, off Judge Roberts. They were like, oh, God, great, this is something else. And I don't think they thought any farther past that.
Well, you got a president who's on vacation for 5 weeks. You know, what do you expect?
I hear you. That's my point. I mean, they're clueless. And it wouldn't have mattered where that thing hit. They don't care about average America. They do care about Bechtel. They do care about Halliburton and all the rest. That's what they care about. It's like you say, you know, their cronies and their rich friends, and they don't care about any of us anywhere. No matter where something like this hits, we're on our own.
But race and class do play a part in America, and we
absolutely
do. We do indeed lead separate lives here. I mean, we have
absolutely. I'm not denying the bigger issue. Of course, we have that problem in this country. I'm just saying, with regards to them sitting on their hands for the first few days, the first couple of weeks of this disaster, and all those people that needed help that didn't get the help, it wasn't those guys sitting around going, oh, well, they're black or they're poor, let's not worry about them. It was those guys sitting around going, oh, yeah, we're in charge. I guess we're supposed to do something.
Yeah, Michael Chertoff waiting 36 hours before declaring it a major incident. Yeah, you know, and you left out Kellogg, Brown and Root, which is a subsidiary of Halliburton, which is also getting no-bid contracts.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe you're right, man. Maybe you know what it is. Maybe it is just that these people are just incapable, inept, and incapable of managing a crisis.
That's what I think.
Well, you know, Brian, I think there's a lot to be said for that, man. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, let's go to Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I'd like to start my conversation, first of all, by stating I'm black, and I'd like to explain it from a black perspective.
Do it.
I've dealt with racism for well over 50 years, and I myself personally try very hard not to become a racist for the simple reason. I know where I come from. See, my family roots is I have old white, black, Native American, Heinz 57 in my family. And I don't understand why there is so much racism in this country, because there is no such thing as a pure race, white, black, or etc. But I've dealt with this stuff for well over 50 years. I've trained white guys to do jobs who later on became my supervisor. And I've drove up and down the streets of Denver and been stopped simply because I was black. I'm on my way to work. Well, what are you doing? Where are you going? Who are you going to see? Etc., etc. Most white Americans need to open up their eyes and deal with reality. The fact of the matter is, we do live in a racist society, and until we accept that and talk about it, nothing's going to change.
Do you think that the hurricane has pushed this to the forefront, and then we'll finally begin to start to talk about this?
Well, yes, I think it has pushed it to the forefront, and those people who are realists, who deal in reality, realize that it was it. But you still have a lot of people who hate to accept that the society is racist, just like some parents hate to accept the fact that, well, I got a bad kid. You know, they feel they feel like it's a reflection on them, which it's not. But that's the problem in America. A lot of people, they want to pretend it's not there because, well, I'm white and I can't believe that. Just like some mothers, their kid can be robbing a bank, be caught on a camera. Well, that's my kid. I can't believe my kid would do nothing like that.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest problem is just denial. As a matter of fact, my wife and I, we're of a mixed couple, and we've actually seriously thought about moving to Canada within the next few years after I retire because of the racism, because, oh, man, we catch all kind of hell just riding down the streets by the Denver police.
Because she's white?
She's white, and I'm black. And so racism is alive and well. I've worked in jobs where I trained white guys to be, to do the job that I was on. Later on, they become my supervisor.
Do you think that the government's response in New Orleans was based on race?
Of course it was based on race, because they look at one. Here's the first thing they look at. These are poor blacks. They're not going to vote for me anyway, because most blacks are Democratic. So we're not going to worry about them. But if they're poor whites, there's a possibility that we might convert some of them into becoming Republicans and vote for me. Because, let's face it, a lot of poor whites voted against their own self-interest in the last two elections.
You know, you don't buy the idea that this government is just under this administration is just incompetent, and that the race didn't play a part in it? They just would be slow no matter who it was?
No, it's just like the old saying goes, ignorance is not an excuse for disobeying the law. They play this ignorant role. In the meantime, they're stealing the country blind, like $9 billion from Iraq. They want people to think that they're stupid, but they're actually sly. They're smart like a dumb like a fox. So they know what they're doing, It's not just they're that ignorant. No one is quite that incompetent. I mean, I admit Bush is not the sharpest pencil in the box. But he got people around him who are very cagey and very slick. And it's all about being able to steal the country blind and looking at their people who he can later on use. And let's face it, they use a lot of people. I feel sorry for a lot of the poor whites who have been brainwashed into thinking that, well, this is the way to go. Republicans are going to help us. They're going to do this. I've worked with white guys who told me that, personally, because I'm not offended very easily. They said, well, I'm voting Republican because the Republicans don't waste money helping the blacks. Hmm. I've been told that to my face. And, I'm at the age where I'm too old to even worry about some ignorant statement like that. But I've been told statements like that. And I think the bottom line is, if they were white, especially if they were rich whites, oh, hell, he'd have been there before the hurricane even got out of state good.
All right, Sam. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you for calling up.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Laverne in Denver. Laverne, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi, Laverne.
Sam just got me thinking some more. Anyway, I do not understand how we can be so stupid and rude as to say some of the things that they have. I think it's a combination of things that the fact of the matter is that this administration is incompetent, but the fact of the matter is that the victims of their incompetency were the poor, whether black or white, but the poor in Louisiana, because they had no way of getting out. And for him to sit there and pay lip service to, to social programs is BS, because let's face it, everybody heard what his mother said, and that nut didn't fall that far from that nut tree. So, no, I don't believe a word he says. I lip service. he's trying to cover up, he's busy covering up until, 2006, trying to get through those midterms. God forbid that some of these, look at it. If he really cared, he wouldn't have rescinded Davis Bacon. If he really cared, he would have insisted that Sensenbrenner, call up, a meeting to put on hold the, new bankruptcy laws. There's so many things that he could do that could show that he really means it, and he does nothing.
Competency.
Well, we have more poor people now since he came in than when Clinton left.
That's true. The rate of poverty has gone up in this country.
Exactly.
You're right about that.
And so, to me, it's a combination of things. I still go back to saying this administration is incompetent. But when it comes down to it, it's like they don't care. Why should they move that fast? They were incompetent, and it's just a bunch of poor black people down. And so it's a combination. To me, it's incompetence that then continues to hurt the people that are already hurt the most. And these people are pigs. And if anybody believes what they're saying, they're stupid. Don't believe what they tell you. Believe what they do. Believe what they do. And they do nothing. They are liars. And that's
all right.
It. Anyway, bye, guys.
Thank you, Laverne. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, have a good day. All right, 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Is it a matter of race, class, or incompetency? 303-713-7600, 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. A look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing a couple issues for the drive south on 225, bunching up from Colfax. Because of an earlier crash approaching Mississippi, it's been clear, but we're still dealing with those backups. Westbound I-70 now have a left lane spill near Peoria that's jamming you back towards 225. And southbound I-25, the usual slowing from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Now around town, things are busy on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Eastbound on the Turnpike, we're seeing brake lights between Federal and Pecos. Take a look at the forecast. Sunny today with highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 57 degrees. Are gas prices getting you down? Well, help is here. Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get 0% financing for 60 months on every new Mitsubishi in stock. Plus, they'll buy your gas for a year. No kidding. See store for details. Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Jobs, and so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
American leaders of both parties this past week. So I'm asking you about it at 303-713-7600. Let's get back to the phones. We go to Nick in Denver. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Pretty good. Great show this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Got some good calls there. I wanted to correct a couple of things. Your caller a few calls back talking about the Democrats in New Orleans being responsible for the poverty there. And it's such a load of nonsense. I mean, it's really a shame when people who are completely ignorant about something, will spout off whatever Republican talking points they read on the internet.
Right.
The guy's got no clue about what's happened in New Orleans. I lived there in the 80s. My family still lives there. My wife's family still lives there. Some of them are living with us right now. But at any rate, New Orleans basically had a pretty thriving economy based on three things until the early 80s. Of course, oil and gas, port, shipping, and tourism. And, today basically all they have left is tourism because what happened to them in the 80s was the port went down the tubes when all the shipping moved to the Pacific Rim. They couldn't compete with all the big shipping centers, especially when it came to container ships in California, West Coast, and that was where the trade was going anyway. So the port went downhill in a big way. Certainly no fault of any particular political party. The idea that would be the Democrats' fault is ridiculous. And of course, in the early 80s, you had a sort of a double whammy. You had the bottom falling out of the oil market. The price of oil, which had gone up into the 30s, which was unheard of at that time, then crashed. A lot of the oil companies moved out of town because a lot of the oil companies went out of business. So they lost a huge sector of their economy that way. I mean, there's still some there, but it's a lot less than it ever used to be. And then, of course, you had the Reagan Depression of 82 and 83, and that didn't help matters either. The idea that the Democrats were responsible for are responsible for for the poverty in New Orleans is just absurd. Anybody who knows anything about the city will tell you that that's ridiculous.
No, it's nonsense.
And as a matter of fact, the Democrats down there, like most Southern Democrats, are about as business friendly as it gets. I mean, the idea that they would drive business out of the city is, again, it's just ignorance. But then that's what the Republicans pander to. That's what they count on.
Well, they get those talking points out there, and then people take them and regurgitate them back. And when I cross-examined the guy and started asking to give me a source of what he was saying, he says, "Well, I can't."
Well, he has no clue. I mean, he hasn't got a source to begin with, except something he heard on Rush Limbaugh's show or some silly thing like that. As far as the race issue, class, incompetence, the response to the hurricane, I think, is a combination of all of the above. It's not hard to compare the response to the hurricanes in Florida last year, an election year, in a swing state, to the response to Katrina. It's not hard to see what, you know, where the differences lie politically. But I'm not sure it's so much about race as, I think some of your previous callers, made some good points on that. The whole incompetence thing, there are different types of competency, and certainly these guys are on top of their game when it comes to winning elections, and convincing people that, that they're doing their business. And, they're very good at taking care of business, but obviously their business is not the people's business.
Yeah, they're good at politics. They're bad at policy.
Well, their whole policy is to take care of their base. And their base is clearly not the people in New Orleans.
No, that's
so
true.
In that sense, I'm not sure race enters into it quite as much as some people would like to think. I think, race enters into it in terms of, strictly, their political base. Their political base. If all the rich people in America were black, then that would be their base. They would be a political party that catered to rich blacks instead of rich white people. So the response to Katrina clearly was incompetent. But I think it's really more a matter of just carelessness and not having that be part of their business, their agenda.
All right, Nick. Appreciate it, man. Great call. Drive safe.
All right, dude.
All right, take care.
Have a good day.
Let's go to Paula in Grand Rapids. Paula, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes, I am. I'm so glad I found you. Ooh, I used to listen to you when you were in Chicago.
What's going on in Grand Rapids, Michigan this morning?
It's real dreary. Fall is trying to come in, and you're in a good place, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know it. So tell me what you think about this, Paula.
Well, number one, I love what your last caller said, but see, when it comes to the issue of race and class, you just cannot separate it. Because if he said, if the base were all rich black people, if that were the case, then the white people would go back to Europe, if it was all rich black people in this country. But you really cannot separate race from class because, I'm middle class. I'm a middle class African-American woman. And I still go through all kinds of prejudice and discrimination. When you think about Bill Cosby, he tried to buy NBC, and that was blocked. So that before you know whether I have money or not, you do see that I am black. The other point that I want to make is the people in New Orleans, I think that one of the reasons why the administration was so slow to respond was because they were really cutting up the pie, who was going to get what. And because the majority of the people were poor and were black, why rush? When you think about where those people came from, the majority of those people, see, nobody's saying the dirty word, but the majority of those people were our descendants from slaves. And they never had a chance to better themselves because they went from being a slave to being poor, and economically never did get their freedom. And even though New Orleans is the home of, the origins of the black middle class, that place is so goofed up because you had slaves that could own slaves, and that was a part of a black middle class. But, a lot of those people can go and say this was the plantation my great grandfather was on. And when you have that kind of a setup, and Huey Long, either God bless him or God you know what him, he did try to help the people. He did do a shakedown on some of those oil companies in order to get roads, in order to improve schools, in order to improve books. And I know you know your history, and I know you know about Huey Long.
Oh yeah.
And brother too.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just saying that when it comes to Katrina, Yeah, I do think race was a big part of it. And they just didn't hurry up the proceedings of who's going to get what because they're black. What's the hurry? What's the rush? And what's really sad about this, from what I understand, they had to force Condoleezza Rice to go back to Alabama. She's from Alabama.
Yeah, I saw that. She went shopping, too, while she was there.
I have no doubt. So that shows you that she has adopted. See, when you start trying to separate race and class, she has taken on definitely a class persona. She's a rich black woman. She's not a black rich woman. But
all right, Paula. I'm running out of time here. I'm glad you found me, and it's good to hear your voice.
You know you're gold.
I love
Wherever
you, too.
Wherever you go, you're gold.
I love you, too, Paula.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later. All right, that's Paula in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're getting quite a few people listening to us on the Internet these days. 844, 60 minutes in front of 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
70 at Santa Fe. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Katrina.
The aftermath of a horrible tragedy.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
And there is no food or water.
Where do we go next?
Join the relief effort with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Log on now to am760.net for donation information.
Ed Schultz, some Land Rovers out there. They've got pickup trucks. I mean, you talk about it, man. They have got it. Some great... great vehicles out there, and a great bunch of people working out there too, like Colby and the Tower of Power, and Roger, and the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, who are both great guys, and my man Spanky. They're all good people out there at Rockies, and they're there to serve you. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at Rockies Autos, and make sure you put an S in Autos there, RockiesAutos.com, or go on out and see.
Can harm the environment. For more information, contact G&S Mountain Recyclers at 303-682-3171 or at MountainRecyclers.com.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:50, 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunday today, high near 80, 303-713-7600. We're talking about this article that appeared in the New York Times yesterday, and it was all over the talking head shows, too. Black leaders say storm forced Bush to confront issues of race and poverty. Hurricane Katrina has forced President Bush to confront the issues of race and poverty in a way that has shaken his presidency and altered his priorities, according to African-American leaders from both parties. And they said that this last week. One of the most striking developments, they said, was that while Mr. Bush still calls himself a compassionate conservative who sees problems of blacks as largely economic, in the last 3 days he has embraced civil rights language from the 1960s about the legacy of inequality and pledged billions of dollars to rebuild one of the poorest urban areas in America. And my question here is it race, class, or incompetence that dictated the government's response? And do you believe that Bush will really follow through with this, or will it fade and just become useless rhetoric as time goes on? Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Ed. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
All right. I think race is involved, and I think it's planned racism. I grew up in the South. I grew up in North Carolina, so I know that there's a subtle cultural racism going on there. But I think this kind of racism is planned to pit blacks against poor whites, and poor whites against Latinos and Hispanics. And the reason for that is, if we united as, lower class or even middle class, we would insist that our resources be pooled and used for us. So the more that they can pit us against each other, and this is aside from that subtle racism that I still believe goes on, but this is a strategy of theirs, and as long as they can keep us split and focused on sort of grabbing what we can for ourselves, then we're not going to work together to get what we all need. And if you remember, Bush opposed affirmative action in Michigan.
Right, that's exactly right.
But he's all for affirmative action for getting white alumni kids into Yale and Harvard. And that's
sure, legacy, yeah.
Yeah, and he's also for affirmative action for corporations. Corporations last year, there's 60% of them didn't pay any income tax. And if you look in that last transportation bill, the oil companies have made huge record profits.
Right.
Have incentives built in, like they need incentives. And I think what they want to do is they want to United We Stand against Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. So they'll bring those things up and say, oh, yeah, we're united, and, we believe in equal opportunities for poor whites and Latinos and blacks to go fight these wars for us. And then when it comes to tax cuts, it's like they try to get all of us to focus on the few pennies we're going to save if they, how much do we get? 300 from that last tax cut 1 year, and the wealthiest are just raking it in.
Oh, well, yeah, the top 1% is making a ton of bread. Those tax cuts are tailored exactly to them.
Exactly. So if if we, and what they're afraid of in this case, what they're afraid of is that we will see what happened in New Orleans was that they had people pulling money out of that public common pool, and it told on them. And now they want to distract us from that as quick as they can. They'll talk about racism. They'll talk about civil rights. But God forbid that we think about what we need as a nation. We need to be united with our resources as well as in, you know, the face of an enemy. And that's what they really don't want us to focus on, because if we ever started thinking about that, like, you know, with a referendum C&D, they want us to focus on school vouchers instead of looking at what would happen if we actually supported a public education system.
Well, you know, they're always talking about, you know, how the private industry can do it better. Of course, you know, they gloss over a lot of history, including Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and FDR was able to do all of these things with very little corruption. And he had somebody who was a anti-corruption czar who looked over federal programs to make sure that no money was misspent. And he was able to do it. Now, if he could do it, why can't we do it?
Well, if you look at the school situation, we used to be number one in science and math.
Yeah, and now we're down about number nine.
I think it's 20. I think I saw.
Is it 20? I thought it was number nine.
Oh, you're right. It's number nine. It was 20 years ago that we were number one. And now we are number nine, and it's just because we've bought into this thing of nickel and diamond public education system. And we've done the same thing here in Colorado. Douglas Bruce has got us looking at the few pennies that we can save if we don't pay into a public school system.
Right.
But if you look at the overall benefits, those pennies come back in hundreds of dollars eventually, as far as a better community and a better jobs and wages. And if you look at the wages now, man, they're stagnant. And we're losing money, actually, because our wages are not keeping up with the costs. And they do not want us to look at that. They want us to, you know, talk against affirmative action. They want us to talk about school vouchers. They want us to talk about the terrorists over there instead of here. Anything to keep us from getting unified.
Yep, you're right. You know what you say makes a lot of sense. I mean, and also they'll fight us, too. They'll get into culture war things with us, too, and have useless debates about, gay marriage and all of this stuff is a detractor. Ed, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You're back.
All right. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, I just had a quick point. The gentleman who called near the bottom of the hour, the guy who was he had the mixed marriage, and he was talking about racism.
Right.
I'm not black, so I'll defer to his call as far as racism being alive and well in this country. I feel bad about what he was saying about the Denver Police Department and all that. But I'll say one thing about this whole deal. What happened with their response to the hurricane, the slow response, and the continued slow response? I believe he really hit it. He said it was racism, but what I think he said without realizing it is it was closer to the mark. He said those people down there they're black and they weren't going to vote for him anyway. And I think that's essentially what it boils down to is more than anything else, these guys, the Bush gang, they're motivated by greed, first and foremost, and everything else is secondary. All the other stuff is just window dressing. They're all about greed and maintaining power. And
cronyism, man. They are big into cronyism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and everything else is secondary. You know, those people weren't going to vote for them, and that's the only consideration they had is what are they going to get out of it, you know?
I agree 100%. Ron, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Good one. All right, we're going to move into open phones here after 9 o'clock. You can continue to talk about this or anything else that may be on your mind. 303-713-7600. I bet you're wondering whatever happened to the Downing Street memo, whatever happened with the Karl Rove investigation. We'll be talking about that with Maurice Hinchey tomorrow. Coming up here on the show. But coming up after the news, open phones here at 303-713-7600.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250 or click on the banner inside your media player.
I'm Christopher Gwen. Tropical storm Rita, expected to attain hurricane strength before the day is out, is drawing a bead on the Florida Keys, and Governor Jeb Bush is voicing his concern.
There's no reason to panic. There's ample gasoline for people to make safe decisions for their families.
Are mandatory evacuation orders in effect for the lower Keys south of the 7 Mile Bridge, but it's prompting enough for even storm-wise residents in other areas, such as this man in Florida City.
When they had a hurricane, I'm ready to go anyway. It's time for me to move.
Key West Mayor Jimmy Weekly says the city's doing its part to help people make the run to safety.
There'll be buses that will be taking people
out.
The evacuation order covers 40,000 people who live from below Marathon down to the southernmost city. President Bush has joined other federal officials expressing his disagreement with Mayor Ray Nagin's decision to begin allowing Katrina evacuees back into New Orleans.
We share the goal of the mayor, but we have got concerns.
Too many safety issues still unresolved, the president says. But this morning, residents of the Algiers section of the city across the river from downtown New Orleans are streaming back into what's left of their homes and businesses.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Algiers. For some like Richard Robinson, whose home was destroyed, the trip back here is only to collect some personal items.
Pictures, family albums, my fishing gear.
For others like Mike Legault, who has several trees down, there's a long cleanup process ahead.
These trees are pretty large. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of patience. There's a lot of people that have a lot to do to get back to normal.
There are a couple of gas stations open and one ATM at a heavily damaged bank. There was already a line forming for cash.
CBS News is hoping to reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. Jamal Mitchell is 13, missing from Gretna, Louisiana. If you know where he is, please call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. The White House is hailing the agreement hammered out in Beijing, North Korea saying it'll abandon its nuclear programs in return for a promise of more energy aid and security guarantees. The White House spokesman points out, though, that the North has reneged on its word before. Television's big night in Los Angeles, the Emmy Awards, all over for another year. CBS's Steve Futterman covered.
This Emmy show had a surprise ending.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Most expected best comedy would go to ABC's mega hit Desperate Housewives. Even the Everybody Loves Raymond cast was surprised.
Shock to win. That's, you know, I know you hear that all the time, but you guys admit you thought Desperate Housewives was winning. So it was a shock.
And the Emmy goes to...
The Emmy for Best Drama Series went to a newcomer.
Lost.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrial's down 67 points and the NASDAQ Composite's off by 9. This is CBS News.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies' Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing some big problems eastbound I-70, looking more like a parking lot than a highway on your approach to Quebec. That's because of a wreck involving a couple semis after Havana. Now all lanes are blocked, so if you're headed to DIA, best bet to take the Havana exit, take that north to 56, then east to Kenya Boulevard, and that should take you right into the airport. Stop on 225, backed up to I-70 because of an earlier crash approaching Mississippi, and then it stays slow into the tech center. Stop on I-25, a little sluggish still, into downtown and through T-Rex. Now around town, busy ride, but things are starting to thin out a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, and Denverbound on the Turnpike, still seeing brake lights between Federal and Pecos. Taking a look at today's weather, sunny with highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 57 degrees. Rapid screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testings on Monday and Tuesday at I-25 in Pecos, 225 in Mississippi, C-470 at Morrison Road, I-76 in Sheridan, and C-470 at Santa Fe. Learn more at aircarcolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin, too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy Rhodes.
I listen to it almost exclusively now.
And beyond.
Al Franken and Ed Schultz and to Randy's show.
Not just your average talk.
I love what you guys are doing.
AM 760.
It's on from morning till night.
Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Sunday, a high near 80. Yeah, this whole radio station is just dynamite, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's going to get even better because Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar are coming, and I believe that's this week. Am I right or wrong about that, Turk? I believe it's this week that we get, Friday the 21st, or Wednesday the 21st, Janine and Sam, and that show rocks. They're really good people. So, this station has got nothing but good people on it. Al Franken, who follows me, and Ed Schultz, who's just the best, and Randy Rhodes, who's just the best. And, and then we're going to have Sam and Janine, and then we got Mike Malloy, who's coming on, too. Or is he already on? I'm asleep by that time of night. And Malloy and I have a checkered history together, Mike Malloy and I. He doesn't particularly like me. And he had a good point, and then of course, I had a good point about him, but I don't know how he feels about me these days. All right, it's open phones here. One of the things that I didn't bring up this morning, and I guess I should have, was the former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Did you see him yesterday? He was making the rounds of the TV. He was on Meet the Press, and he was also on ABC. He sharply criticized George W. Bush for the Iraqi war and the handling of Hurricane Katrina and voiced alarm at the U.S. Deficit, which is swelling. Breaking tradition under which U.S. presidents mute criticism of their successors, Clinton said the Bush administration had decided to invade Iraq virtually alone and before the U.N. inspections were completed, with no real urgency, no evidence there was weapons of mass destruction. The Iraq war diverted U.S. Attention away from terrorism and undermined the support that we might have had, Bush said in an interview with ABC's This Week. Clinton said that there had been a heroic but so far unsuccessful effort to put together a constitution that would universally be supported in Iraq. Now, is he trying to distance himself from the administration because his wife intends to run for the presidency? I mean, what he's saying is absolutely true. I mean, it's solid gold true. There's no way to, you can get around it. On Hurricane Katrina, Clinton faulted authorities' failure to evacuate New Orleans ahead of the storm's strike on August the 29th. People with cars were able to heed the evacuation order, but many of them were poor, disabled, or elderly, were left behind. He agreed that the responsibility for this lay with the local state authorities, but pointed the finger, without naming him, at former director of the Federal Management Agency, FEMA, Michael Brown. So good for Bill Clinton. And, how are we going to do, and I was bringing up the one neocon caller we had last hour. How are we going to do the following? How are we going to rebuild both Gulfs? And God forbid have any other emergency come down. And adequately fund Homeland Security and the rest of it. When we have these tax cuts that benefit the top 1%. And say what you want about Democrats. Say what you want about Clinton. We did not have this kind of deficit under Bill Clinton. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And we're borrowing money from the Chinese and we're borrowing money from the Koreans in order to stay alive. Is anybody disturbed by that? I'm highly disturbed by it. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to Bill in Castle Rock. Bill, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, quick, if I may use your last segment's topic as a segue to open phones, I don't think it's incompetence. I think they're country dumb, if you know what I'm trying to say by that. When they come up with titles like Leave No Child Behind and Intelligent Design, which, as we all know, is truly creationism, that's not incompetence. That's very smart. And to your point, they're very good politicians.
Well, they're good at doing politics, but bad at doing policy.
Yes, sir, but I don't know that they're bad. I mean, that's where it comes to where I think it's class. If the hurricane had hit the Gulf Coast of Florida, we wouldn't have had this long of a wait, and there's no way anybody convinced me differently. But that's what they're trying to do. Under the Clinton administration, the poor decreased, the middle class increased, and that was starting to encumber, or if you will, go into the territory of the ultra-rich. I'm a white middle-class male, so Well, I'm doing well, and I'm listening to a lot of the African Americans that you've had on board today. And, you know, I understand racism, and I know it's there, but I think it's begotten out of class warfare. They want to keep it down. I did extremely well the 8 years of the Clinton administration. I'm not doing poorly now, but it's a lot harder than it was, and it's designed that way. And the segue I want to use is we keep talking about the Bush administration. Let's face it, they're gone. There will be no Bush administration. He does not have the opportunity to run again.
Well, I think the more cogent point to make would be that his political capital is now gone. It's been spent because all of these things that he's engaged in have blown up in his face.
No, I concur and I agree with you. But my point is, let's focus on the Republicans. Remember when Clinton, unfortunately, had his indiscretion and the blue dress issue?
Right, Mike Lewinsky.
And that's a real drag. But what they did was they ran against Democrats across the country on morals and family values. We, as Democrats, have to focus in on the 2006 election. Let's go after the Republicans. They're the ones that are having the class war. Now, Bush is the guy, but he's gone. He's going to be history. Let's focus on the rest of the Republicans. Let's win three of the administrative, the House, or the Congress. Let's win two of those back if we can't win all three. And let's go after the Republicans. You know,
I agree that 2006 is the ultimate goal, and we need to be focused on it because that's what we need to, keep our eye on the prize, as they say. And 2006 is it. You know, I mean, let's get it on. Let's try to get control of the House and get control of the Senate.
Absolutely. You know what I want to come off? You know the famous Will Rogers quote. I belong to no organized party, Democrat. We have to, fortunately, this administration party has given us all so many things to shoot at. That actually dilutes our fight. The party need to pick on three. Not that we'll never all agree on what the three priorities are, but let's pick three that we can win on, just like they do. They do a masterful job at it, and let's go after them in 2006 and 2008.
I'm with you 100%, man. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
I'm on your side. And, listen, hey, I saw in the paper yesterday Angie Piccioni is going to take on the Marilyn Musgrave again. Go ride. Go Angie. You know, and start supporting Democratic candidates. And I know how many times I've gotten on here and said this, and I know that there's an awful lot out there competing for your money. But go to the DNC website and sign up for that Democracy Bond program. It's worth it. And you can give like $25 a month, which is not going to break anything. Really, I don't think. I'm giving a little bit more than that, Mary and I, but you know, you can do it. And get involved. There's plenty of things going on, and you can get involved in your local Democratic Party. And you don't have to be, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Democrat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. Because we've got families, we've all got obligations, we've got things to do. But there's various fundraisers coming up and things you can do. For instance, this coming Saturday night, the Douglas County Democrats are having their fourth annual Family Fiesta Dinner. Bill Ritter's going to be there. I'm going to be there. That's Saturday, September the 24th. Starts at 5 p.m. It's at Kirk Hall, Douglas County Fairgrounds in Castle Rock. And it's a family event. Kids contest, Mexican hat dance instruction, prizes, awards, and surprises. And they've got Mexican cuisine, and it's casual dress. So if you're like me and you hate to dress in a suit, man, this is like, this is like what's happening. And for adults, it's $40 now, or $45 at the door. Kids 4 through 15 are $15. Kids under 4 are free. Seniors or students are $35 or $40 at the door. If you want to reserve tickets, call Kim at 720-988-3284. That's 720-988-3284. Reason I bring this up is because, there's an example of something you can do that you can get together and hang out with people who are like-minded like yourself, plus raise money for a good cause. And this is the kind of stuff we need to be doing. All right, am I done with my fundraising pitch here? 9:15, 15 minutes after 9. I just get wound up over this stuff. I really do. I mean, I'm one of these people, man, you know, that I mean, I always say to myself, well, I'm only going to contribute so much money, and then something happens, and I think to myself, well, you know, I can forgo a CD or a book, and we gotta turn this country around. We don't have any choice. We have to. And not only for ourselves, but also for our kids. It's 9-16-16, as well as problems with your knees and your legs. Let me talk to you about Foot Effects, a new store in Westminster that you ought to know about. The Foot Effects team includes podiatrists, podorthosis, researchers, product specialists, trainers, and other foot care experts. And they offer products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, knee, hip, or back pain. You know what? If you're on your feet at your place of employment or your job, that's just a fancy way of saying your job. If you're on your feet all day, these are the people who you really need to get to know, because they'll give you the comfort and balance and support you've been looking for, and give those honking dogs of yours a rest. Call Foot Effects for more information at 1-866-886-FOOT, or stop by in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan, next to the Chipotle. Ask them about how they can help you, because they certainly can. Foot Effects, 1-866-886-FOOT, or online you can check them out.
This year's crowd, November 12th and 13th. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343.
G3Denver.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Randy. It's 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. Sunny today, high of 80, 303-713-7600, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we can get into it. Let's go to Kevin in Aurora. Kev, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, Jay? This is Kevin. If I just heard you. But I think the Hurricane Katrina was an issue of race and education, not necessarily class. I think these people are lower class because they're poorly educated, and we have some evacuees here in Aurora. And I was just hoping that, you know, the communities that are receiving these evacuees would give these people a job skill so they can better themselves.
Well, Bush has talked about spending federal money for job training.
That's absolutely what needs to be done, because that's probably the quickest way to defeat poverty is through education and opportunity. And, you know, we talk about numbers, you know, that is being wasted by the government. You know, millions and billions of dollars are being wasted. I was wondering if we could just wake up and just open our eyes and realize that, you know, it's right in front of our face. The truth is right there about the spending, and we need to vote Democratic in the next election so we can basically defeat this tyranny that Bush is creating throughout government.
Well, I think, as I said passionately before I went into the break, I mean, we've got to get control of this country. If people look back, and if you look back at history, FDR was able basically to rebuild this country and did it with very little corruption. This government now just stinks of it. I mean, all over the place, from the, you know, $8.5 billion, almost $9 billion missing in Iraq, which we don't know what happened to. And now over the weekend there was an article in the New York Times saying that it went to the wrong people for the wrong reasons, to the massive corruption that's going on and trying to rebuild Iraq, to you know, the failed and stupid moves of FEMA. I mean, we just need, you know, these people came into office selling us on this priority idea that they could keep us safe, that they're strong, that the grown-ups are in charge. And what turns out is that the ideologues are in charge. But you know what? They didn't fulfill any of those promises.
Yeah, I agree, Jay. And, you know, that's basically all the only point I had to make. And, you know, our job market here, what's going to happen to these people if they get a job at Subway or McDonald's or Burger King? They're going to fall into the same pitfalls that they were falling into their community in New Orleans.
I agree.
If we don't make a change in their life, you know, we have an excellent opportunity here to rebuild New Orleans and re-educate these people and not have them fall into the same pitfalls within their community. So that's all I had to say, Jay, and I appreciate it.
Well, Kev, you said a lot, man, and I'm glad you contributed to the show. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Let's go to Corey in Denver. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Sure, Corey.
Hey, just a couple of things that some of your callers have talked about today, and I really appreciate the topics that you're talking about today. But one, you know, myself as a liberal Democrat and as a black American, you know, this whole incident to me really just exposed incompetence. And race is really was just a subcategory of this. It was a small piece of it that was just exposed to me. it's incompetence on the federal government's level. From the beginning, my concern was, wow, and I'm going to use their words, Jay, we live in a post-9/11 world, and we didn't have a plan to evacuate a major U.S. city. That's the first thing. So I think that the race and the poor people, we all understand for the most part that the poor can't get out, they're uneducated, are they watching the news, all these kinds of things that led to the disaster of the images that we see. Second, more from that, what I basically start to see is that then you talk about the black community, you're talking about it's the government's fault, George W. Bush is a racist. You know, we would be talking about conspiracies at the highest levels for something like that. And I personally, as an American, could never buy into that. And as a black American, I just could never buy into that. But what we have now is an opportunity, and the black community is, in my opinion, is going to fail again. We're going to point the fingers. We're not getting this. They're not getting that. We need to educate blacks, and we certainly do, and that is a huge, huge problem. But what happens in the black community, Jay, is that we don't take care of our own. And what I mean by that is that there's really a disconnect between middle-class blacks and poor blacks, because really in that region, and I went to school down there, my parents lived down there for a few years in Slidell, but the majority of the people are not educated very well, do live just above the poverty line or make meager means based on their economic scale, and so they never have a chance to really pull up. So what do we do in the black community? We do things, and I'm going to give you a quick example. We do things called First Friday. They have them here in Denver. They have them in Atlanta, Charlotte, all over the country. And what it is a networking opportunity. But it's for blacks, and I hate them. I never go to them because why? I can network with all races and all people. So what we don't do, we try to network in our small circle, and we don't reach down and pull up and network the kids and the adults that really need the help. Because the bottom line is we are 10% of this population, although we want power like we're 70% of the population. And that realism has never come to the black community. And I think until we really get that under control, we're going to keep running the same cycles.
Well,
you know, leadership starts from the top, Jay. It doesn't necessarily start from the bottom.
See, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's a combination. Do I believe that the late response to Hurricane Katrina was based on race, based on class? Part of me says yes, only from this reason. If the geography of New Orleans were reversed, if you had rich white people and a certain extent rich black people, so I guess maybe race isn't the right, maybe what I'm looking for here is economic class, living
possibly so
close to those levees, this president and FEMA would have been on it. They would have been on it because people with money carry weight, and that's their constituency too.
They do. They do.
But on a larger picture, there's also a big part of me that feels like, you know something? It wouldn't have made any difference who was living where. This administration is good at telling a good game and selling a good game, but they're lousy on the execution of that game.
That's it, Jay. I think you've hit on it right there. Because, look, if this was in West Virginia, you would have seen images of white faces not being able to get out. They're just totally incompetent. Now, the president may have got off a vacation an extra day early. That's speculation one way or the other. He may have. But really, the consequence would have been the same. It's inept incompetence, and it's cronyism, and it's rampant through the government. And listen, both sides do it, but this administration, I think, does it more so than everybody, because as soon as he gets somebody who is competent, who won't fall in line with them, they fire them.
Well, they fire them, and they're gone. Yeah, I agree
with
that. So, I think that, you know, General Shinseki, and there's all sorts of other... you know, there's the African American woman, I can't think of her name, who raised hell about the Halliburton contracts, got demoted. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on inside the government like
there's
that all the time.
Clark, there's plenty, and we could line them up. There's
yeah, exactly.
Powell, there's all those guys. So that's really what's exposed, and it breaks my heart to see us get caught in the same conversations disaster and opportunity after opportunity when we really just we let our emotions run it and we don't decompartmentalize it and say, look, let's look at this logically. What are the real issues? And it's great that it's been exposed, the poverty in New Orleans, and you see, and all of America can kind of see the plight of the majority, Jay, of black folks in this country. But it takes the black leaders. I want to see Harold Ford Jr. I want to see Senator Obama. I want to see Oprah Winfrey stand up and say, listen, at the end of 1968, when we fought for all those rights, my parents were coming up, and they were bricklayers, and they worked at the bus stations, and they had jobs. And then all of a sudden there was a fall off. They didn't teach their kids to be like, I don't want you laying bricks. I want you manufacturing bricks. And then the next generation owns the brick mill. We fell off somewhere, and we lost that. And I don't know what happened, because I'm not a scholar. I'm not a historical scholar in the black culture. But I do know what I see now, and I see us working in menial jobs in the airports.
You also have to keep in mind, too, though, that there is a large black middle class in this country.
There is a large, but it's not a majority. And even if it was, Jay, a majority, it's not even close to majority of what this country is. Once again, we are the second largest minority in this country now. Not even the first.
Yeah.
So that has to be kept in perspective in the black community.
Yeah, it does.
Until we wake up to that, all these points and we need and we got to have and we want to see a black person heading this, that, and the other, we have to get really control of that. We have to understand where we even set in this community at this point still.
All right, pal. Lost. Great call.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks. 9:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. 3-double line at 303-713-7600. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're still seeing some problems. Eastbound I-70 is not the place you want to be. Jam solid from I-25 because of two semis crunched up in the left and center lanes near Havana. Now, if you're trying to get to the airport, best bet, take the Havana exit north to 56, then east to Pena Boulevard, and that'll take you right into DIA. Southbound I-25, still a little heavy into downtown and through T-Rex, and southbound 225 slows into the Tech Center. Now, around town, moving along fine on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline, busy on Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal, and the Turnpike. Actually looking pretty good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Taking a look at the forecast, sunny today with highs in the 80s. Right now, we're at 57 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Save you money on energy bills. Add value to and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors. 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to know.
Thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
But the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has the keys temporarily to the office. Then it's back to the corporate restaurant business. After his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All of you have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-433-1718 to join the union.
Because they were scared to go in there. I remember hearing about a helicopter that was shot or allegedly shot at, so they had to turn around. But, you know, the Bush administration has no problem sending guys into Iraq to get shot at to guard the oil pipe. And as far as this guy talking about everything being the Democrats' fault, it's just typical. The neocons say things like Democrats just want to go on welfare and live off the land. But when you think about it, who's really sucking the lifeblood out of the people in this country? The rich Republicans, big business. And my experience, and it's probably a pretty bold statement to say this, but Democrats are compassionate. Republicans are selfish. My Republican sister always says things like, if everyone would just take care of their own. And
yeah, I've heard that too.
I mean, in a perfect world, maybe, but it's not a perfect world. And I think as soon as people realize that, you know, everybody is affected by what happens, you know. I mean, I tell her, well, what if you were the only one that took care of your own, taught your kids right, but nobody else in the whole world did? What kind of a world would that be for your kid? And I think, you know, it just, when things fall apart, it affects us all. And I think Democrats kind of understand that a little bit more than Republicans, you know. And like I said, maybe that's kind of a bold thing to say.
Well, I don't know. You're right. They have a tendency to look inwardly to themselves, mm-hmm. As opposed to looking at society as a whole. Yeah, I agree. And they, you know, they definitely believe that government is an evil. They hate government. Mm-hmm. And so why would we expect that anything that would be efficient under their lead when in reality they have nothing but loathing for the very system they're in charge of?
Yeah, I mean, they don't kind of feel that we're all in this together, and we are, you know, this world. So I don't know, and I do think. I mean, I remember you probably heard about the helicopter. I don't know if that, you know, I heard it was.
Oh, there was fire. There was fire on.
Yeah, and I heard maybe it was true, maybe it wasn't true. But like I said, well, they don't have any problem sending the guys to Iraq to get shot at, you know. And yeah. I think that I just think it was ignorance. I don't know. As far as incompetence go, I like I said, they're really good at padding their own pockets, but they don't have any kind of, you know, compassion or understanding for anybody other than, you know, like Obama was saying about people just hopping in their SUVs and putting $100 worth of gas and ripping out their credit card and all that.
Right.
Kind of stuff. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, and who can't stay in a motel.
Everybody can do that, yeah. So, anyway, that was just my thought.
All right, well, it's a good one. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you so much for everything you guys do on the station.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks for being a listener and a participant. All right, let's go to Joe in Boulder. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I had a couple of points I wanted to make. One was that we need to fix our election system. We have to have verifiable elections. If you go to votergate.org, you can see a little 90-second clip with Bev Harris and Howard Dean about shows exactly how the votes were flipped in Ohio.
Yeah, that's going to have to be done on a state-by-state basis.
And you can't have the attorney general in charge of counting the votes, the campaign manager for one of the candidates. That's
yeah, I agree, too. Yeah, you're talking about, and I can't think of his name, he plans to run for governor, I believe.
And, you know, all like Catherine Harris. But then the other thing is you know, this has got to be fixed, and that, I think, should be the number one priority, or otherwise we'll never get a majority of anything.
Yeah, but that's, you know, as I said before, though, the trouble with that is it's got to be done on a state-by-state basis. So it's responsible, so everybody's responsible in each state to try to compel, you know, compel the election process to be to have verifiable paper ballots.
And then the second thing I wanted to mention was is that all these people that have been displaced by Hurricane Katrina, I really hope to God that they get active and in the next election just really shake, rattle, and roll, because they have the potential to really become leaders in this country and show the way for the rest of people to.
I'm sure there's a lot of them out there that are angry, man. Now, whether they'll take it out and whether they'll go vote on that, I don't know. But there's a lot of people out there who are definitely, definitely angry.
Let's sure hope so. And like I said, you know, we've got to fix the elections.
I understand that, but you got to do that. But you got to do it by a state by state basis.
Well, then people need to get on it.
Well, I agree. But, you know, I mean, I'm not living in the other states. I'm only living here in Colorado.
Right.
So
well,
I only know what goes on in Colorado. I mean, I can't, you know, force Ohio to change their situation. It takes the citizens are going to have to do that.
I know, but with the just the awareness of needs to be put out there, and people that are listening, you know, here in Colorado or on the internet or whatever, really need to take the bull by the horns in their state and get it done.
Well,
we'll have President Cheney. You know that.
I agree. Joe, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye.
Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Dave.
I went to a high school reunion back in Michigan, in suburban Detroit. Was a Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody there had been watching the Katrina disaster unfold all week long. And so, of course, that was a topic of conversation, even though I hadn't seen these people in a couple decades. But anyway, something I never thought about back when I was in high school, it was an all-white high school, and I haven't been back since, and I was talking to all these old people that I thought I knew, and it seemed like every person I talked to said something prejudiced and bigoted. Oh, those
wow.
people are so embarrassing, and why can't they take care of themselves? And a lot of them tended to blame the mayor, I suppose, because he's black, or at least partially black. And I'm also thinking about the response of the people in New Orleans, like the Jefferson Parish was protected from, you know, black people who wanted to cross the bridge and get out of New Orleans.
Yeah, I believe they wanted to go to Gretna, Louisiana.
Yeah, and there was lots of stories about how there were basically a lot of people could have just walked out of there from the Superdome and everything else, but they weren't allowed to leave because the people in the surrounding areas were afraid. You know, all the rumors about looting and you know, criminals on the loose. I think this was kind of an excuse or an expression of bigotry or something. But basically, I don't think it's so much like from the top down, FEMA and the president, but the people right there on the ground dealing with the situation were prejudiced. And it just accumulated, you know?
You know, that may be part of it. That may be part of the situation there. And, yeah, some of those citizens have met those people at the bridge. And, by the way, there were some white people involved in that, too,
yeah.
Who were trying to get over that bridge and met them with shotguns and guns and said, you know, you can't come in here. But the overall response, and there's plenty of blame delay on the state and the mayor and the local officials. But you know what? After it got past a certain day, after it got past, like, day three or four, then you're starting to talk about the federal response, and the federal response was inadequate. I mean, Chertoff, who's still the head of Homeland Security, waited 36 hours before he declared this thing a major incident.
I'm extremely skeptical of the whole idea that we're going to blame the mayor and the governor. And all the hurricanes that I've seen come and go in the news, I've never heard any mayor or governor be blamed for anything. This is the first
Well, because we've never had anything like this happen.
Well, Andrew was pretty nasty, and there's been other, you know, very deadly storms.
Yeah, but not to the size of this one.
I suppose that's
true. I mean, this one has been rated the worst that's ever hit the United States.
Another point, this is kind of, you know, one of the callers was asking, and I said he wasn't a historian or anything, and I'm not really either, but I do know something about it. And you can sort of see Well, way, way back in the Carolinas, they used to, the white people during hurricane season, the plantation owners, they would go up in the hills and get up in a high, dry place and just leave the slaves to fend for themselves during hurricane season. And there was also a period of Reconstruction after the Civil War, in specifically in New Orleans, where black people started owning businesses and becoming elected to offices, and you know they were sort of taking their own destiny in their own hands, and instead of being slaves, they were becoming citizens. And this was basically a bunch of thugs with guns put an end to that. They killed all the people who had been elected or chased out of town.
There's no question that we have this kind of checkered history in our past, and the sooner we own up to it and the sooner we understand it, the better off we're going to be. Listen, man, I appreciate the call. I got to run. Thank you so much. All right, it's 9:44, 60 minutes in front of 10 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got one line open at 303-713-7600.
And 19-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Ends October 2nd. Rick Morgan, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive Radio.
I just want to make a comment.
These are difficult times.
I'm about to pull my hair out right now.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
AM 7.
About a clean, late-model used car, truck, minivan, van, SUV, whatever it is you're looking for, they got it. And Rocky's got a huge selection of Fords, Chevys, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And at Rocky's Autos, they're matching down incentives. Still going on, up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. Mary and I are proud owners of vehicles from Rocky's, and we wouldn't go anyplace else. And you shouldn't either. And Rocky's has Carfax. Shows you everything you need to know about the car you're ready to buy. Plus, they have a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Go see my friends out there like Spanky and Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, and Colby and the Tower of Power, and Roger. All the gang at Rocky's work really hard to make sure that you're happy. You can check them out online at Rocky's Autos. Make sure you put an S in Autos. Rocky'sAutos.com. Look at the massive inventory and get pre-qualified for a car loan, or get out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Can't say enough about this wonderful group of people out there at Rocky's Autos.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from? The history behind your family and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
You know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
We'll get into that tomorrow. Let's go to Roger in Highlands Ranch. Roger, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, you know what? No matter how much you talk about us voting in 2006, we ain't never going to get this country back until we stop the implicit and explicit blackmail and bribery of the media machine in America.
The implicit blackmail and bribery of what?
The media machine in America. I mean, take a look at the media today. We've got NBC, which is owned by GE, run by avowed Republicans. We've got CNN run by an avowed Republican. We've got, of course, Fox News.
Well, CNN's run by Time Warner.
Which is run by Dick Parsons.
Okay, go ahead.
He's an avowed Republican. We've got, of course, Rupert Murdoch. Even Viacom, okay, CBS. You've got the guy there is quoted as saying, "It happens that I vote for Viacom. Viacom is my life, and I do believe that the Republican administration is better for media companies than a Democratic one." I mean...
Well, yeah, but also, you know, also to counter that, though, it's true that those things are going on, but it doesn't necessarily, excuse me, mean that CNN, which I watch a lot of because there isn't anything else really to watch, it doesn't necessarily mean that CNN is 100% conservative. And,
you know who CNN
and,
is?
And the same, wait, let me, can I finish?
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
And MSNBC certainly has a lot of conservative shows on it, but Keith Olbermann is not one of those shows. And, you know, if you're selective in your viewing, and plus we're building alternative structures, we're building alternative infrastructure through the Internet, through liberal and left-wing think tanks that are out there that weren't there 2 and 3 years ago, and you have the rise of progressive talk radio.
Do you know who CNN just hired as their biggest lobbyist in Washington?
Who?
Tom DeLay's chief of staff.
Well, yeah, okay, but, you know, okay. does that translate down to the programming content?
Do you also realize...
Well, no, answer my question. Does that translate down to the program? Then give me examples of that.
Okay, I'll give you an example of it. CNN was one of the networks that was hardest hitting on the administration when Katrina hit. The day this guy got hired by CNN, they started to change their tune.
No, they're still doing it.
Well, they also started to change their tune.
They're still analyzing Bush's poor poll numbers, and they're still going into it. Look, you know what? I'm not going to say to you that they're not overwhelmingly conservative, because in my opinion, they are.
Okay, you want to do me a favor?
Let me just finish. Can
okay.
I just finish?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. That's the last time I'm going to ask you. I'm not saying that they're overwhelmingly liberal or, and I know that they are overwhelmingly conservative. But we have come light years from where we were 2 and 3 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 years ago. We have come light years from there. And don't dismiss, the rise of progressive talk. Don't dismiss the rise of the infrastructure that we are building on the Internet. Don't dismiss those things so easily, because they do have effects on people's lives.
Okay, I'm not dismissing those. I'm just saying that right now we have corporate media that's being controlled because they're getting these huge government contracts, they're getting huge tax breaks from this administration. We have an FCC that's sitting there, has new rules in place that can put small radio stations out of business with a wink and a nod saying that they did something that
you know
was...
what, that's been going on. That's been going on through... You don't want to know something? Let me tell you something. Putting out small radio stations out of business. You know what? That started under deregulation. And guess who one of the biggest proponents of deregulation was? Can you tell me who that was?
Well, I know it started under Reagan.
No, it did not. The Telecom Act? Huh. Reagan was long gone by that time.
Well, who was...
The biggest proponent of that was Bill Clinton and Al Gore.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. Go to L.A. Weekly this week. Read Nikki Finke's column.
I know this stuff goes on because I operate in it.
Okay.
I've operated in it before. And telecom was definitely a bad deal. And I think if you ask anybody in the industry, they'll tell you that telecom was a bad deal. But you know what? To be fair, to be honest, you can't hang that all on the Republicans. Because there were Democrats who went along with it willingly as well.
I know there were Democrats that went along with it willingly, just like Salazar went along with the bankruptcy bill.
But we are 100% better off today than we were 3 and 4 and 5 years ago, and 5 years from now we'll be another 100% better off. Because you know what? 5 years ago, when Bush ran for election in 2000, there was no progressive talk, was there?
Well, you want to know something else?
No, just answer the question. Was there progressive talk in 2000?
There was no progressive talk. But you
there was
know
no progressive. Was there a progressive think tank like Center for American Progress? Were they around?
Not that large, no.
Were there guys like David Brock around? No.
You want to know an interesting fact about 2000 and GE? Henry Waxman is still unable to get GE to release their tapes.
I don't doubt any of that.
From election night.
I don't doubt any of that. I don't doubt any of that.
It's alleged that GE's owners called the network news and said you're going to call the race for Bush instead of Gore.
Let me ask you something. What's your solution?
What's my solution?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to take back the media. I'm not
exactly sure how do you propose to do that?
Well, I think Air America is a good start.
Oh, okay? Thank you.
But we also have to get people to sit there and get the news out that...
But how do you propose to do that?
That the news that they're watching is not spin-free.
How do you propose to do that?
Shows like yours, letters to the editor, any way we can... But
yeah.
If we don't take back the media, we are never going to win another election.
You know what? I disagree with you about never winning another election, and I'll tell you something. Every once in a blue moon, I'll get a call from somebody like you. And you know, you got all these things to rattle off, but you know something? You got no solution on how to do anything about it and how to get it turned back around. And the only way to get it turned back around is to dedicate what little money you have and what little time and precious resources you have to work on behalf of candidates that you believe in, to try to get them elected, to be able to get control of the House of Representatives and get control of the Senate, and be able to do things like open telecom and other things back up for discussion. That's the only way you're ever going to get it done. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your time.